This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here. Another week, another list, another conversation about the items on the list. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington at Radio America. Victoria also is with the D.C. Radio Company, D.C. being District of Columbia, but that's her cards are small.
Corruption,
business, so trying to save
whatever,
money.
The secret.
Yeah, right. District of Corruption. Perfect. Rick Jensen from WDEL, one of the great sort of stand-up talk radio stations in the country. The stories from Talkers Magazine that are listed at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all the things that pertain to our business, the news talk radio conversation business. This this program has been aimed at doing sort of like the music countdown, the music countdown shows that go from number 30 to number 1 or whatever, number 40. This is number 10 to number 1, and they are people and
sometimes
stories that have been, well, we don't. They're
now,
there whether we get to them all.
Stopping already now.
Yes. So, at number 10, what's going on in the NCAA March Madness, the continuing focus on this corrupt, horrible series of games that make a mockery of college, like all of the other stuff, the entrance exam. I mean, college life in America, as far as I'm concerned, when you look around, has become chaos because of corruption.
Oh, you think it's bad now? Gambling is really pretty much
right.
Just become a. I mean, people
eight
are
and
sitting
a half billion this year, I think, wasn't it? That was wagered on these
out
games.
It's gonna grow exponentially. Now that more states are allowing gambling, you can actually sit in your seat in the arena while the game is going on and place bets on one of the sports fan apps or one of the sports betting apps.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're
you
watching
done
the
that?
Game...
Have you done that yet?
I haven't done that. No, I'm not a gambler. I hate giving my money to other people for no reason at all.
I'm not a gambler, no.
Yeah. No, I've been working with you for 23 years.
Right.
But, I mean, you think it's corrupt now? And the commissioner of the NBA says, hey, listen, before when gambling was kind of in the weeds and you couldn't see what was going on, then it was corrupt. Then it made the sports corrupt. Now we can trace the money. So if anybody throws a game, it's easy for us to see. And that was part of his reason for saying, bring on the legal gambling because I'd rather see what's going on and if anybody's yeah trying to throw a game.
That's interesting. The players and stuff, yeah. Okay, have you ever bet on a game, Rick?
You know, I don't, and here in Delaware we've had legal betting for quite a long time. They tied it in with the and the casinos with the horse racing track calling it Racinos and all. One of the problems I see is that when the government is involved with this, now you have this soft corruption wherein there are elderly people who have lost their homes. They've gone bankrupt, and yet there's no impetus for the government to sponsor any sort of research into that sort of thing. And I think that we're going to see another time, probably within the next few years, when people rage against this and say, you know what, we're sick and tired of the government being involved in this gambling.
Can I tell you about my betting experience?
I would like to know, Victoria, what you have bet on. Yes.
Okay. So when I was a teenager and I was working for the Moody Blues,
phone.
Oh, here we go.
You worked for the Moody Blues when you were a teenager? How come I didn't know that?
Yeah, well, there are many things you don't know about me.
So the next time I talk to Justin Hayward, will he remember you?
No. So one of their managers came in one day and said, I was out early this morning and I watched this horse run, and his name is Snow Knight, and he's 100-1, and he's going to win the Grand National. Okay. And we said, what? He said, he's going to win the Grand National. I just watched this horse run, and put your money on him. So I went down to a bookies on the Friday. The Grand National was on the Saturday, and I put a ridiculous amount of money, like 10 pounds, which was so much money then. And by that time, the odds had narrowed to 50-1, something like that. I put a pound on something crazy. Anyway, Snow Knight, which nobody ever heard of, I watched the Grand National on the telly, and Snow Knight came from behind, and the commentators go, hey, it's Snow Knight, and it's Snow Knight, and Snow Knight won the Grand National. I won so much money.
Oh, you did? You won?
Yes!
Oh.
I won!
See, I had the opposite story. I had a guy, when I was working in the used car world, tell me, when I sold him a car, I'm going to do you a favor, hook you up. Bet on this horse at the Laurel Racetrack today. The fix is in. So I get all my buddies. We get $1,000 together, and we send somebody over there to lay the money on the horse. That horse is still running. Today. But back to Rick's point. Look at what the government is getting into, okay? They want to tax marijuana. They want to tax gambling. They want to tax alcohol. They want to tax cigarettes. They want to tax anything. They see that they can make tons of money on us basically destroying ourselves, and they want their cut.
Lovely.
But, Rich, it's worse than that, though. When you take a look at what's happening, it's not like they're just taking their fees and their cut and their taxes. No.
They're promoting it.
No, worse than that. Even worse, they're business partners, and so that's why they have to promote it.
Right.
Yeah.
Land of the free, home of the brave and the broke. This is America, 2019. Okay, so that's the sports betting action and what's going on with the NCAA and elsewhere. The baseball season off to a start. Games opening up this week. Who are we on to for the World Series? Who's going to win the World Series? Richie, we'll go around the room. Who's winning the
World Series? Well, obviously, I'd love to see the Nats, do well. But I think number one story for me for the opening day this week was the fact that Bryce Harper got booed his first day in Philadelphia because he didn't get a hit. He struck out. And this guy signed
that was just the first. Whoa. That was just his first at-bat.
They booed him on his first at-bat.
How much did he sign for?
$300 million, and he signed a lifelong contract. He can never play for another team ever. He's going
to
spend the next 13 years, the rest of his career in Philadelphia being booed.
Booed.
Any more home games to play
here?
So after the Phillies win the World Series, that's what I think you'll be changing your tune.
Ain't happening.
Really?
Ain't happening, Mr. Delaware.
By the way, 10-4 over the Braves yesterday. Come on. And Hoskins stepped up. Grand slam. It was great. Great game.
All right. So I think we've taken care of the sports angle here.
Forgot your
on the Dog Radio review.
It's nearly cricket season.
We need a new co-host next week, Doug.
Okay. You can work on that, Richie, because I won't be here. The charts for the week of March 25th to the 29th here on the Talk Radio. And to eliminate any gossip, Victoria and I will both be gone next week, and we will both be together for a week on a trip to Ireland.
And the following Monday when you return, the stories that we will have told about you will be epic.
Great.
I don't think the way you described that did not eliminate any realm for gossip at all. In fact, you just compounded it.
No. Me?
Yep.
Huh. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Rich.
Monday is April 1st.
April Fools.
Get ready.
Rich. Richie has played some of the great...
Really?
We've had some really good
especially
April
Fools when he's not here.
Circumstances, right. Well, I'll be here Monday.
Oh, I'll be here Monday.
Oh, okay. All right, my pillow time. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Come on, let's get at it. We have sold lots of pillows on this program from MyPillow. Mike Lindell sends his personal thanks to you for believing in the message that comes from me and other members of my clan. There are other pillow products that you can find at MyPillow.com. There is nothing, however, better than the MyPillow in terms of starting off. But you've heard the big pitch lately for sheets from MyPillow, the Giza sheets that Mike has found put together. He went over to Egypt and found the area where the Giza cotton comes from. Best way to make sheets is to use this kind of cotton. It's the best cotton ever. It's grown in this small area near the Mediterranean. Super smooth. Cotton's very breathable. The sheets are extremely durable, made with those deep pockets on the side, so they'll fit over any mattress topper, any mattress, on any bed.
That is key.
Yeah, it sure is. Absolutely. So, you love your MyPillows. You love the mattress you got from them. You love the MyPillow mattress topper. Now you love the sheets, the Giza sheets. Get them now, 30% off using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So order up the Giza sheets, MyPillow.com. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use that promo code DJV. So let's move now onto this. You're not comfortable with your sheets? Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only on a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. It's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right. Free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right, there's an echo in here, and that's okay. Let's get to the whole list, and then everybody hold their comments till after we go through the whole list so people will know what the top 10 stories are according to the research done at Talkers Magazine for this week. So we go from sports talk to the film Us, which is at number 9. I can tell you something about it, but I basically would tell you in some circumstances, depending on your values, it's not worth wasting your time on. Number eight, Avenatti's arrest. Good God, what a big BSer he is. Number seven, the chaos surrounding Brexit. Good time for us to be going to Ireland, Victoria.
But no, that makes it really interesting. It's
yeah,
great.
It'd be very interesting. Number six.
But we're not but, just glossing over that. It is fascinating, and Theresa May has finally, to the relief of just about everybody, said, okay, I'll step down if you pass my deal, which everybody hates. Everybody hates. And this brilliant show will be airing at different times. So I'm now saying something that is time sensitive. We don't know if it's going to pass.
All right. Thank you. But to be continued, the list included here on the Talk Radio Review 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The 25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
Is back April 20th through the 28th.
Over a week of classic fun.
So dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th, and get your tickets now for the main event with over 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 27th.
Discount pre-registration is on now until April 1st, so get your car registered today.
Discount advance tickets are available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Avoid the lines and buy yours now. Don't miss the 30th annual Cool April Nights, April 20th through April 28th.
Oh, baby! For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Visit Reading, Marquis Shasta, Block Beverage, Reading McDonald's, Napa Auto Parts, Action News, and this radio station.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Rich McFadden in the control room of our studio at Radio America, the originating network for all of the Doug Steffen programs. So we're trying to work our way through this. We can make comments after. Let me. I am criticized frequently for not making it through sometimes even the list, so people have a perspective. I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Tune in next week. We'll finish the list.
Numbers. Yeah, Rich will be in charge next week when Victoria and I are gone on our trip to Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six this week is the Democratic hopeful list expanding. I'll tell you something. I'm going to as an aside just for a second here while I have it on my mind.
There we go. Off the rails already. Right.
The shiny penny syndrome. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah.
This fellow who's the mayor of South Bend, he's a very interesting guy. I can't tell you what his name is. Blungabunga, whatever his name is. Pete Bledjeduza. What's his name? I don't know what his name is.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. That's who.
Buttigieg. Or Buddy Gig, if you like.
He's actually a very interesting character. Too young to be president, but he's making himself known. And it could be a very interesting contender in a couple of years. But it's really, how many, you know, now the world has changed so much. Here's a gay guy who has made his impact on a very conservative city like South Bend. And so the world, thank heavens, is changing. Now, some people say, oh, what do you mean, thank heavens? Because it ought to be politics, government ought to be a heck of a lot more inclusive than it has been. And we're feeling, you know, we're getting it in the neck because things have changed so much, not only here in our country, but around the world. And this struggle to give equality to people shows its ugly face pretty much every day. And I think that's part of the story here.
Inclusiveness is, please, really? They will dig up any dirt on this poor guy over the next few years before he ever gets his shot.
I didn't say they're going to like him. The Democrats are not going to like him.
Nobody's included in anything anymore because everybody has something in the closet that somebody digs up. And if they can't find anything on you, they're going to make something up and just crush you.
Right. Number five is the Green New Deal vote. What a ridiculous waste of time that is. Just the fact that it's gotten as much ink or press or time.
Everybody
as
all together. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Let's make some CO2. Huh?
Yeah, right. Thank you. How about my cows with the methane gas regime? Don't forget them.
Yep.
Yep.
Give them some
number
beans
four,
today.
The immigration issue continuing to be an important cog in the wheel here. I just am so sick of Jussie Smollett. Number three, get lost, you jerk. Number two, that's my comment. Thank you. The rest of you can comment later.
That's going to become an interesting story, really, actually.
Well, it's like sucking. There's a vacuum someplace. It must be because this is sucking up too much air. This story about this egomaniac who done what to whom, frankly.
Because there are issues surrounding it that are bigger than him. That's
right.
Why.
Exactly. The hand came down on high and basically opened the prison doors for him, and now they're going to start investigating that, and that's going to become a whole story in itself.
Well, white face, these two black guys supposedly had white face on to make it look like they were, who's going to be fooled
I'm
by
talking
a
about
black
the
guys?
Michelle Obama's chief of staff talking to the...
talking to the attorney general.
This is going to get dirty.
Yeah.
Well, it's more about that. Whether and I think Stephen Colbert said this really well, and I can't say it in a funny way like him, that, this just goes to show that if you're, whether you're black or white in America, if you're rich, you can get away with it.
Right, exactly.
And
that's the story. And that's the only story here that has any value. The reflection on money and its influence on the justice system.
Get to number two, number one. Hurry up.
Liberty and justice for all. Number two is the Obamacare battle, and number one, the aftermath of the Mueller report, which we should spend a good deal of time on as we continue here. The essence of that thing is really the rage on both sides is really pretty interesting.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too. By adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Head to Court Furniture Clearance Center for up to 70% off new retail prices. You never know what kind of court-certified treasures you'll find. And the best part? It's court bonus rewards time. Earn bonus rewards in our clearance centers from April 4th through April 30th, 2019. Get $25 in bonus rewards on every $250 spent after all discounts and before taxes applied. Court bonus rewards aren't transferable, can't be exchanged for actual cash, and are not valid with any other offers, discounts, or special buys. Redeem your court bonus rewards May 1st through May 10th, 2019. Go to courtclearancefurniture.com today.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue here with our overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio, the charts for the last week of March, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. We've gone through all the 10 stories, in fact, with several comments from Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen and Rich McFadden about the various issues. Let's, before we go back to the Trumpster and Mueller, go through the people list. They're usually anecdotally are related because the people being talked about are part of the conversation about the issues.
Let me help you out here. Before you do that, let me help you out for the people who are just joining us with the 10 stories. And I'm going to go through this real quickly so we don't get diverted, okay? Number 10, NBA NCAA action. Number 9, the Us film. Number 8, Avenatti arrest. Number 7, Brexit and all that chaos. Number 6, the 2020 Democratic hopefuls. Number 5, the Green New Deal vote. Number 4, the border wall and immigration issues. Number 3, Jussie Smollett case. Number 2, Trump's Obamacare battle. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. All right, now the people, sir.
Ooh, look at you.
Yes, isn't he amazing? Yes, he does such a wonderful job of synthesizing all of this.
You can't even get through the people now. Now you're just rattling on. Go.
No, I'm not going to do that. I will tell you, though, that we, as part of
number
the
10, Michael
week,
Avenatti. Number 8, Theresa May.
As part of this, we do list these in a formal way in a two-minute piece that appears after you people are on the program. So there. Number 10 on the people list. Yes. Michael Avenatti. Number 9, Theresa May. Peter, the aforementioned Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Thank you. Why, how do you get that out of this? That isn't how it's spelled.
Buttigieg.
That's how it's pronounced. If you Google it, you can listen to it in audio.
Really? Number 7, Mitch McConnell, a.k.a. the old fossil. Number 6, AOC, get lost. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi.
Go with her.
I think now you fancy AOC. I think you fancy her, to use an English expression.
Really?
Or an Irish expression, which you'll become familiar with.
Okay, thank you.
She's going to Ireland with you.
What?
Going to Ireland with me. Yeah.
Right. Number 4 is Jesse Smollett. I can tell you he's not going. Number 3, Comey. Number 2, Mueller. Number 1, Trump. Okay, so to the aftermath of the Mueller report, Mr. Trump has been here, there, and everywhere. Seems to be somewhat emboldened by the results of the Mueller report. There seems to be, the Democrats don't want to let go of it. The Republicans say the collusion delusion is over. And all of the focus on the people who were hurt, and there were people that were hurt, but that's the big game of politics. If you don't want to get into the nasty, the dirty, the corrupt world of politics, then you better stay home, because that's what it's about, whether it's now, before. I mean, go back to the Teapot Dome scandal. American politics has always been dirty, rotten, and nasty, and it continues in that vein. So
yeah,
this
but they're
is
trying to overthrow a sitting president at this point with conjured up information.
Yeah, that's true. That's what they're trying to do. They don't like him, so they use any means they can
When before has it ever involved the FBI? FBI helping to create the situation, paying Steph Halper to try and get in as an insider on the Trump camp so that he can create the connection with the Russians so that they have a case on collusion.
So did he ever testify? Steph Halper
isn't
one of the names that has been publicly bantied about here. He's somebody that's been associated with, I guess, you and me and the connection at Radio America. He's been an influence peddler kind of for a long time.
And apparently an undercover handyman for the FBI.
There you go.
Who doesn't like Trump, so they throw him in there to try and get him to create the connection. Didn't happen.
FBI, they're all
comment that. None of us have seen the Mueller report.
And none of you will.
Probably.
Well, there will be a lot of redactions.
But none of us have seen the Mueller report. That we've seen a four-page summary by William Barr, who did write a 19-page memo in favor of President Trump.
What shocking information are you expecting to come out that we didn't see in the 19-page report?
Well, I don't know. That's the point. It's a 300-page report.
And what benefit is it once that information, all of it, comes out? To whom is there a necessary call for the
Rachel Maddow?
It's important. No. That's silly. That's silly stuff. The Rachel Maddow stuff is silly stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff is silly stuff. That's all commentary. It's silly stuff. It's interesting, but it's keeping her in cat food. It's keeping her in cat food. So that's
In addition to being silly stuff, though, like, understand, yes, she lost some audience, but she's also had the highest ratings of her career because of, Trump collusion, he's a Russian agent, things like that.
Right.
She's very influential still with a number of people. And I think what's interesting is going back to what Doug's saying about the politics here. So you have Mueller reports saying that there's no evidence, and yet you have Adam Schiff and Democrats and Rachel saying, oh, well, we see evidence. They are now using the word evidence in non-judicial sense and
where
just as part of their opinion.
Well, this is it. There's also the counterintelligence investigation, and Barr did not say there was no evidence of collusion. What Barr reported was that the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election.
Okay.
So when it says it did not establish, it means that Mueller collected evidence, but what his team found was not enough for a slam dunk criminal conviction, of anybody.
So why don't you just keep going another 2 years so you can make another 30 mil?
Because there's nothing there.
Because Mueller has to establish enough for a conviction, because that's what you have to do.
So that's what we're going to hang on to now.
No, no, because that's what his job is. Doesn't mean that this happens.
Who told him that's what his job
is?
Who said that was the job? Get enough to convict the president. Who told him to do that?
No, but that is the job. When you look for evidence, you either find enough particularly if you're investigating people around the president, you've got to be very careful. You either find enough that you think is going to bring a conviction, or you don't bring a charge. Mm-hmm. You're not going to bring a charge if you think, well, I think maybe there's something. You're not going to bring a charge on that. You're going to bring a charge if you think you've got a heck of a lot of evidence.
So does Mueller ever get a job like this again, or is this a...
You're one and done with this.
Mueller can do anything that he likes. Mueller walks away with all the integrity that he came in with.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
and he came in with complete integrity.
All right, so that's that story. Other than the people firing at Adam Schiff, telling him he ought to resign because he made a mess of this or tried to make a mess of it.
The media is complicit in this. That's the other avenue.
Right.
Oh, he'll continue to push it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, so what you get when you grow up in Framingham. That's where he's from. Grew up in my hometown. Adam Schiff, ladies. I give you Adam Schiff, who moved to California because the weather was better. And look at the fine mess he's found himself in. It's time for us to fix the problems you have losing weight, trying to lose weight. Have you found a solution? If you have not, and if you haven't found Calitrin, then you really haven't found the solution. A lot of people start collagen and they work on it for 4 or 5 months. Some people, I'm looking at the story of a woman who lost 40 pounds. Her husband went from a size 42 to a size 32, lower blood pressure, all of that stuff. Calitrin will save your life by helping you lose weight and keep it off. It'll take you a while. You can't do it the first night, the first week. Maybe in the first month you'll see a difference, but it takes a while. So you want to lose the weight? Calitrin, my friends, is the number one way in America to lose weight in a healthy fashion. Healthy, healthy, healthy. Weight loss and other things that come from using this product. This is really a fabulous product that affects your joints because the main ingredient is collagen. So let's get on board with Calitrin. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Special deal. Right now you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and check the box DJV. And with that, you'll get 3 bottles at the regular price. That's a 90-day supply. And then get another 2 bottles, 2 more months free, plus $20 off your entire purchase, whatever you buy. So go to toploss.com. Special deal with the DJV code. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com to be successful in your quest to lose weight. Talk Radio in Review, counting down from number 10 to number 1, the actual story list this week. Last week of March 2019, on the list, Sports Talk Radio as usual, with lots of focus on betting and the NCAA and March Madness, beginning of the baseball season as well. Number 9, a fascination with a film called Us. Number 8, the arrest of the aforementioned Michael Avenatti. Number 7, what's going on in England with the Brexit situation? Good God, what a mess that is. Number 6, who are the list, who's on the list of Democratic hopefuls for 2020? Keeps expanding that list. Number 5, the Green New Deal vote. Number 4, immigration issues and the border wall. Number 3, the case of the city of Chicago versus Jussie Smollett. Number 2, the Trump-Obamacare situation as it's now been reintroduced. And the Mueller report is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get 1 line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with no credit check, plus unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with the people list, first of all. That's interesting. This would be like the Rogues Gallery or maybe the Star Wars scene at the bar. Michael Avenatti is at number 10. Theresa May at number 9. Pete Buttigieg. That's where you pronounce his name. If we get that, that's number 8. I know it's number 8, but I don't know if I pronounce his name correctly. Mitch McConnell is 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You notice I didn't say anything about her at number 6. Nancy Pelosi, number 5. Jussie Smollett, number 4. James Comey on the list of people. Research done by Talkers Magazine this week. He comes out at number 3 on the important discussion list. Robert Mueller is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. Do you wonder what's going to become of Robert Mueller? What does he do? A fascinating story about this guy, by the way. That's the people list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And you're on the air.
It's not true.
And you're on. Get
right.
Rick,
do you have no? Do you? Is this your first day on the air, Rick?
I
you
sorry.
Say cues? Well, how do you do this at your station?
It just goes to show the conversation just keeps on going.
It
man.
Does,
it doesn't
right?
Stop,
it's amazing.
Really.
With the commercial to play. Right.
You
we're into
made,
it.
Right. We
back and forth. Victoria, Rick, Richie, Doug. All right. So I just want to have one more moment here on the aftermath of the report, and that's what's going to happen to our pal, Mr. Comey. What ought to have happened to him? Former FBI Director James Comey, who is one of the largest overbloated gas bags in this whole scenario, as far as I can see. I don't see anything that's going to affect him that's positive out of this. And he's being investigated, isn't he? Now they want to investigate the investigators who investigated other people that needed to be investigated. So
and
is this just more wasting our money? Kind of looks like that to me, but...
I mean...
He deserves whatever he gets because he's in sanctimonious...
I don't think that you should have people who work in the government trying to create stories to overthrow the government, and if somebody did that, we should know about it.
Yeah. You know what I was surprised it didn't make it in this week was the college admission reform or whatever, college admission reality, how widespread this all is, college admission practices, the process of getting admitted, and how
you hear one of the parents that's apparently paid off one of the colleges is the guy who invented Hot Pockets.
No, I didn't hear that.
That's hysterical.
That's just too fun.
Yeah. Well, but you see, it does show you about America has become totally unglued in terms of how it was supposed to be. Was it ever the land of the free, the home of the brave? Was there ever justice, liberty and justice for all in America? Methinks not. It's a great slogan, and it's wonderful to aspire to, But if anything comes out of these discussions of the things like the college admission program or the Jesse Smollett, it's all that money buys, you know, what is the old expression, money can't buy you love, but it'll buy you pretty much everything else. And maybe in Nicolas Cage's...
Well, liberty. Everybody gets liberty, but does everybody get justice? I mean, because Jesse Smollett proved that...
Liberty. If you don't have money, you can't stay out of jail. Look at the jails. Millions of people literally in jail who are there because they don't have any money.
That's an outrage, and I think that's unconstitutional.
Well, prison reform is something... I'm glad it's on the top of pretty much everybody's list, because it's an outrage. Not only because of the way people's lives are screwed up, but the amount of money... that gets thrown at this. My God, it is outrageous how much money it costs. Why are you putting white-collar criminals in jail? Cost us $40,000 a year to take care of them, and they don't do anything to pay back what it is that the offense, or take care of the offense. All right, Richie wants us to go now. Victoria Jones.
Time to go.
Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the hot hits in technology news this week. And here to do that, Victoria Keelan, taking us from number 5 to number 1. First story is, I find myself intrigued and want to buy some of the stock as it becomes available for a public offering. Pinterest is doing that. So what's the story, Victoria?
Yes, Pinterest is the latest Silicon Valley company to file for an initial public offering, and this is a San Francisco-based social network. However, they are making sure that they do not label themselves as a social network. It's an image board site, and so Pinterest is still not profitable, even though it's been around for years and years at this point. But they said that they earned more than $750 million in revenue last year. However, that was still not more than their debt. So Pinterest cut its losses from nearly $200 million in 2016 down to just under $75 million annually. And Pinterest will go public on the New York Stock Exchange. It will join Uber and Lyft, and Postmates and a lot of and Airbnb. Those are the types of other IPOs that we've seen recently. Pinterest launched in 2010, and it primarily makes money by attracting advertisers to the platform. Pinterest says it has more than 250 million monthly active users who have created more than 4 billion Pinterest boards, and a cumulative 175 billion pins have been saved. And so 2 billion searches a month, and it's I don't know. I don't understand. I think Pinterest had a little blip of a moment of popularity. I can't even believe that this is going public in 2019 because I don't know a single person who's using Pinterest anymore. So to go back to what you were saying, Doug, about investing, I would say don't do it. Don't invest in this.
All right. So I'm just taking the minus sign or the circle and putting a line through it there. Number four this week, as we head toward number one, is a focus on United Parcel Service.
Yes, UPS and a startup drone partner have begun the first commercial drone deliveries in the U.S., making a short flight carrying a medical sample between North Carolina hospitals earlier this week, which is pretty cool. The deliveries using a drone made by Matternet take less time than the vehicles used by hospitals in the Raleigh-Durham area. UPS plans to make multiple flights daily for the hospital system, and this is actually something that not this same company, but drones have been partnering with the Red Cross, and I believe we talked about this story last year even, with drones delivering blood supply to different countries in Africa and different rural regions through the Red Cross. And so this is just yet the next step. Again, drones are wonderful and have a great use. However, there's always a complication anytime you're in airspace, especially around airports. So I don't know how far this will go for UPS, but in rural areas, it makes a lot of sense. Saves time, saves it's environmentally friendly. There isn't, you know, there are no carbon emissions and things like that. So it makes a ton of sense. And kudos to UPS for being the first one to do this. I'm sure FedEx and everyone else will follow.
Of course, because these guys always do. Follow the leader. Okay, next up, the software fix for the 737. Wait till you see or hear or find how long it's going to take them to implement this fix for the 737 Maxes, Victoria.
Well, we've all been waiting for the fix. How are we going to fix this problem of the Boeing 737 MAXs? And the FAA has said that they have tentatively approved a sweeping software and pilot training change. And that will allow pilots to exert more control over the automated system, which is essentially what caused those two deadly crashes, Lion Air and then the other crash in Ethiopia. Two weeks ago. So we'll see if this actually works. I don't know if a software update is going to really do it, but
training.
Will.
There's a lot of stuff in there. Okay, let's keep going here. Number two this week is Facebook.
Facebook has been charged with allegedly allowing housing advertisers to discriminate against users based on race, sex, and disability. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, has charged Facebook for violating the Fair Housing Act. This has been a rumor that's been going around for at least a year and a half, and I'm not surprised at all. And this is, once again, Facebook completely screwing up.
Well, number one, Apple, and something is probably not a screw-up.
Yeah, Apple unveiled its new Apple News subscription service, the Apple Card credit card, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus. People seem very excited about this. The Apple News Plus service adds 300 magazines to the app. It includes The New Yorker, Esquire, The Atlantic, National Geographic, Men's Health, and Vogue. And it's $9.99 a month.
Are interested in what they're going to do in their television department as well. All right, that's good. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
To make changes to health care.
It shouldn't come as any surprise to anybody that Republicans think Obamacare is unconstitutional. The position we took this week in the court we believe is correct. We look forward to working with Democrats. If not, we'll try and fix it by ourselves.
The president's decision to revive the health care issue has stirred debate among congressional Republicans over how best to approach the divisive issue heading into the 2020 election. Mr. Trump says Republicans will become the party of health care. Meanwhile, the president's getting ready to close the border with Mexico this week over that country's failure to slow down the number of illegal immigrants trying to get into the U.S. Mulvaney says it would take what he calls a dramatic development this week for the president to not close the door. Former Vice President Joe Biden is responding to accusations by a former Nevada state legislator that he inappropriately kissed her on the back of her head in 2014.
Lucy Flores was the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor in Nevada in 2014. In an article in New York Magazine, Flores writes that she and Biden were waiting to take the stage during a campaign rally in Las Vegas when she felt two hands on her shoulders and Biden proceeded to plant a big slow kiss on the back of her head. In a statement Sunday, Biden says, "In my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort, and not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately. But," he adds, "if it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully." Ben Thomas, Washington.
South Korea's military says they're separately searching for Korean War remains at the heavily armed border. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This Friday, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better, you gonna get my way.
Well, I'm gonna get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
I mean, you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Britain's Justice Secretary is hinting the government may take a more conciliatory approach to Parliament's decisions regarding Brexit as lawmakers prepare for another round of votes to find an alternative to Theresa May's deal with the European Union.
As May has seen her Brexit deal rejected in Parliament three times, not even promising to resign was enough to pass the deal through the third time around, although the final time the agreement did fail by fewer votes, 58. Justice Secretary David Gawk told the BBC the government would need to consider very carefully the will of Parliament, though he didn't pledge to support any plan lawmakers might back. Amid reports May is planning a fourth vote on her withdrawal, Gawk said May is reflecting on her options. Karen Chamath, London.
Nearly 64% of registered voters took part in Ukraine's presidential election. Full preliminary results expected to be announced on Monday morning. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Robert Francis O'Rourke formally kicked off his bid to win the Democratic nomination for president in 2020.
For too long in this country, the powerful have maintained their privilege at the expense of the powerless. They have used fear and division.
Otherwise known as Beto, the former three-term congressman from El Paso, kicked off a statewide campaign tour yesterday in his hometown. He formally announced his candidacy March 14th, but said he would make it official in front of a home audience. About 1,000 supporters turned out before he moved on to Houston and Austin for rallies. Democratic presidential contenders Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar expressing support for strengthening antitrust laws. They were among five presidential hopefuls to appear yesterday at a forum on agricultural issues in Storm Lake, Iowa. You can check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another week, another list, another visit from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We'll start off with the 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers, and then the people list, and then we'll sort of pick apart. Maybe that's not the correct adjectival phrase. We will examine some of the things that are on this list and other things that impact those folks who are devotees of the News Talk Radio format. So, Michael, I turn it to you.
A better word is we're going to investigate these stories. That's the word of the word of the year, investigate.
Yes, investigate.
So,
yes.
So let's launch an investigation, starting with number 10, the NBA and NCAA action. It's basketball fever, March Madness. At number 9, something called the Us film, which I haven't seen, but it's getting a lot of yak. At number 8, the Avenatti arrest and the Charlottesville guilty plea. At number 7, the chaos in Great Britain over Brexit that nobody really can explain. Very frustrating for reporters. And, of course, tensions in the Israel-Gaza situation. Number 6, the clown car of characters, the 2020 Democratic hopefuls, you know, laying out their campaigns and getting out there for early sprints, trying to gain position. At number 5, we have the Green New Deal vote. At number 4, discussion about the border wall and immigration issues. Number 3, back in the top 5, the Jussie Smollett case. Number 2, Trump's Obamacare battle. And number 1, of course, big stuff, historic, crossroads, the Mueller report aftermath. Let's talk about the 10 most talked about people slots. At number 10, we have Michael Avenatti and a fellow named James Alex Fields from the Charlottesville thing. At number 9, the embattled Theresa May. At number 8, the fascinating Pete Buttigieg. At number 7, Mitch McConnell. Number 6, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Jussie Smollett. Number 3, James Comey. Number 2, Robert Mueller. Number 1, Donald Trump. These are fascinating times.
So, do you put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in there just to annoy me every week?
Yes, it is the only reason. Otherwise, she's an unknown. Nobody talks about her.
That's right.
And that's not her on the cover of Time.
Yeah.
The Phenom. Or the phenom, yes. The
right.
Phenom, yes.
The Femme Phenom. Yep. Yeah, it's okay. I just checking to make sure.
I don't think they called her the Femme Phenom. I think they just called her the Phenom.
The Phenom. All right. The number nine item on the story list this week is the story of this film, Us, which if you've seen any of the trailers for it, it will turn off most people because of the theme of it. It is scary as hell. And one wonders, I guess I'm interested in how you, Michael Harrison, decide what you will see when you go to the movies. How do you and your wife, Bernadette, decide, hey, I want to go see that film. I want to go see another film. What is there that usually will lurk you into the theater?
Have to be in a special mood to go to the movies. It has nothing even to do with the film. I have to be in the mood to go to the movies. Going to the movies is no longer one of the items that are part of my social cycle. You know, hey, you go to the movies on Saturday night, or you go, you know, going to the movies, like going to a restaurant. No, I have to be in the mood to go to the movies. It has to be a film that is larger in terms of scope and sound than my modest home video situation could provide. In other words, it's got to be a film that is best seen in a theater with big sound speakers and surround sound and a large screen. And it has to be a film that I really want to see, which doesn't happen a lot anymore. I don't go to the movies a lot anymore. I'm fascinated by the changes in the theater business and some of these new theaters where they serve you food and booze and you put your feet up and you fall asleep. You make a reservation for your ticket. I mean, I find that kind of interesting. But I've been maybe to four movies in the last 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, I don't go to the movies much anymore. I'm a believer in streaming. I'm a believer in Netflix. I'm a believer in Amazon Prime. I think we're entering a whole new paradigm. I don't think movie theaters are going to be around for too much longer. That's
really?
Just me. Why?
Okay.
Why go to the movies when you can see it at home?
Because the screen in the movie theater, this is why you and I are the opposite here. I love going to the movies, and there are occasions, depending on where I am and the time of year, I might go to three or four movies a week. And
are you kidding? Wow.
No.
I'd like to never get any work done.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yep. Uh-huh. The feeling of connection through the big screen is something that I've always thought was compelling, and I have never lost that. I love to see the stories. I went to a Diana Ross old 1988 concert in Central Park that was on the big screen this week. Like I went to see the Elvis special from 1968 on the big screen. Movie theaters were playing these, and I thought, this would be an interesting take. Let's see how it feels. And you get some perspective on things. And if you, not using those as an example, but let's just take this movie that's out this weekend called Us, that's on the story sheet at number nine. I'm not sure why it's there, because it appears to be not just another, but because one of the movies, the types of movies I won't go see are horror films, and this looks like something that will scare the pants off of you. And I guess on the other side, I never understood the psychology of people wanting to be afraid or frightened. You like to be? Do you?
No,
as a kid, did you like to be afraid?
When I was a kid, I was into monsters. But as I got older and I learned about human suffering and have a more mature attitude toward the human condition, I find myself not being entertained by anything that depicts human suffering. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see animal suffering. I don't like to see human suffering. I didn't realize that that was not entertaining when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I thought it was, hey, they cut the guy's head off.
Oh, awful.
But now I recoil from those kinds of things. I become far more sensitive and uncomfortable by that type of depiction.
I don't understand what it is about these movies that people are attracted to. There are awful lot of them, a horrible number of them, using the correct adjective here. I just don't see why we want to see people, as you've suggested, get chopped up, sliced up. What is entertaining about seeing this gruesome?
It's the same reason, although kind of related, that people ride roller coasters and people like to terrorize
you
themselves.
Do you like roller coasters?
I loved roller coasters as a kid. at this point in my life, I find that sometimes they leave me a little woozy because of balance issues. So I don't do them as much. But, oh, I loved roller coasters as a kid. I loved thrill rides. I didn't like spinning rides. I never liked spinning rides. They made me carsick, you know, seasick.
Right, throw up. Yep.
But Coney Island in New York was like ground zero mecca. It was like my, it was heaven to me. To go to Coney Island and ride the Cyclone and all those rides, I could write a book about my experiences at amusement parks. I don't like current amusement parks. I don't like the big expensive theme parks. I like the old fashioned ones that grew up organically out of a city streets, and that each ride was owned by an independent entrepreneur. Different culture. I liked the sliminess of it. you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Yeah, I don't know why it has been consistent through my life. I never wanted to be scared. Maybe it's because I was scared in real life at the situation that I grew up in, and maybe that's why I didn't want to be afraid. I just don't understand what people see, but I'm not like, you know, everybody's.
Why do people jump out of airplanes? Why do people bungee jump? Why do people.
Crazy.
Why do people engage in physical activities that are markedly dangerous and risk their lives for a thrill?
Look at the guy who died this week. In the Grand Canyon, he was taking pictures on the edge, and he fell off to his death. And as he was going down, he was taking pictures. You can see the pictures he's taking as he's falling to his death. Are you, nuts?
Well,
you gotta be nuts.
He's certainly dedicated to being a chronicler of media.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
But a lot of people die taking selfies. I mean, the internet is full of last-minute selfies of people who fall off the edge. Yeah. I don't know. Heights scare me. I don't like being in situations and edges and things, you know.
You and I have a lot in common. I don't mind being in an airplane. I quite like being in an airplane, but I don't like...
It's a different dimension. Being in an airplane is a different dimension. Sitting on top of a tree could be scarier than being, you know, 30,000 feet up in an airplane. It has to do with the platform you're on, the flimsiness of the platform.
On top of a tree...
You ever climb a tree when you were a kid and think you're on top of the world?
I did.
And that was kind of scary and edgy. I did things as a kid. I fell off, too. I did things as a kid that I would be horrified if my kid ever did.
I did. At 17, I fell off the top of a maple tree and knocked the three front teeth out of my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Lovely experience.
Oh, my.
All right, let's get to it. We're talking. This is.
You want to see my scars? You want to see my scars?
Yeah, I want to see your vaccination scar too. The talk tree is what you're listening to. You see how great conversation starts with one premise. I wanted to know about the Us film, and then we talk about a lot of other things. That's what the good radio hosts and good radio programs are all about, if I may say so myself. It is the time for us now to plunge into the depths of your last night's rest. Did you lose? Are you like the 50 million Americans who are suffering every night because you have sleep issues? As you get older, the problems increase. So if you're running into difficulty getting a good night's rest, may I suggest there are a number of possibilities having to do with your pillow, number one. Number two, the mattress. Number three, the mattress topper. Number four, the sheets. May I offer a quick solution to all of those problems? May I send you to MyPillow.com so that you can experience the best night's rest you have ever had and have it consistently every night, week after week, month after month, year after year, thanks to the advice that you get from Mr. Mike Lindell, who started MyPillow because he didn't like the pillows he could buy, couldn't get a good night's rest, so he was an engineer, he invented his own pillow. And now he's invented lots of other stuff that you can find in the catalog, including dog beds, pillows for trips. I mean, it's just fabulous what he's been able to create here. And the Giza sheets that now are available, the best ever. You want really great, you know, there's nothing better than getting into bed and feeling fabulously cozy because of the sheets. You'll love these sheets. They are very affordable. As a matter of fact, use the DJV code. You get your Giza sheets today at 30% off, going to MyPillow.com. So order those sheets and look around for other things. You can get financing for everything you buy at the website, over $200. Guaranteed for 60 days of your money back, all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
He can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Believe All Ogre Again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Talkers annual convention in New York on the 7th of June. Ought to be a great take. A lot of things going on there, and certainly it doesn't, you know what, we're at the end of March. It seems like 5 minutes ago it was Christmas, And 10 minutes before that, it was the 4th of July last year. So it's not like this is a long ways down. Before you know it, we'll be there doing what, you remember each year. Do you ever go back and think about, I think I did ask you this once, thinking about all of these conventions and the people that you've met and what you've done every year to put these things together, the surprises that come, and that's because of the nature of the format. You can plan things, and then like a good radio program, you can plan it, and then what happens is just a result of spontaneous combustion, isn't
no
it?
No question. Oh, well, of course, it's a spontaneous convention. It's extremely planned. I mean, we don't waste a second. It's a one-day event, and this is not a promotion for it, folks. It sells out, and it's closed to the public. It's an industry event. But it's, you're always subject with things like this to whatever happens the day before the convention starts. You can have a whole issue breaking in an industry that you didn't even know about. So putting together the agenda for this stuff is very difficult. You wait as long as possible before you commit to anything, but you have to have an agenda so that you're prepared. So it's challenging. We've done 22 of these now over the last 22 years, which is the longest running convention of its kind in the radio industry.
Yeah, it's very cool. So that brings me back around to what I asked just before we had to have a word from our local stations here on the countdown. Why would you, as a station manager or owner, want to decide what would be the pros and cons? What would be the discussion? And I had this conversation with somebody this week, actually, and that's why I'm bringing it to you. Why would you convert your station or make your station a spoken word formatted station? Talk radio, news talk radio. Why would you do that? What are the pluses?
More flexible, more pertinent, gets better advertiser response, provides you with influence in the community. There are so many things about spoken word radio, talk radio, in the broad sense. We're talking about sports talk. We're talking about news talk. We're talking about all news. We're talking about the many different varieties of conversation radio, interview radio, and news radio. It is a vital arena that has kept radio iconic and truly a mass medium. If only music were being played on radio today, radio would be a backwater medium because music radio, and I love music radio and I come from music radio, but I tell it like it is, music radio has long abdicated its ownership of the music culture. It's just another place where music that doesn't pack the same cultural wallop it used to can be heard. Whereas talk show hosts, sports talk, news talk, politics, the events of our times, the flexibility contained therein, and the attention that the listeners pay to spoken word radio is the only way I would go if I owned a radio station today, and we're looking for a format to make it pertinent.
And you and I have both owned stations over the years. It wasn't always the best.
That's a tough business.
Experience of our lives.
Owning radio stations is a tough business, but so is owning magazines, newspapers, and movie theaters, and Hollywood motion picture studios, and all the rest. We're going through a very challenging evolution. But hey, the future is coming. There is opportunity, and radio is still a very, very potentially lucrative and important medium.
Yeah, I think if anybody to really dig into it and tell the truth about it, for the most part, not always, but advertising does much more good and it's much more profitable on talk radio programs because people are listening to what's being said. And your commercial doesn't get put aside. 59 minutes of music and only one commercial, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's good. Thank you for explaining that, Michael.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com and don't forget promo code DJV. Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultureJoin Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists, military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Radio Countdown. Every week at this time, Michael Harrison here with me, Doug Steffen. Stories, people, behind the scenes of the talk radio industry, the news, et cetera, et cetera. So you do a lot of hosting on stations, programs. You do a lot of guesting. What was the number one focus this week anywhere that you appeared?
Well, the Mueller Report. The Mueller Report and the... the victory lap that the media, the conservative media, and that Donald Trump are taking, and the bashing and the beating of politicians and media that have perpetrated what they describe as the great Russian, you know, collusion hoax. Whether it is a hoax, who knows? I mean, there is the issue that a very small percentage of this report has been made public or been given to Congress. So that battle rages on. Everybody's still polarized. Everybody's still fighting. There's still a lot of poison and toxicity in the air. But that's been the main story. There's been a little bit about the Obamacare battle, not much about that. Jussie Smollett has been talked about extensively on some of the shows that I've been on.
From what angle?
From the angle of outrage. From the angle of outrage. I've never seen a case that was tried in the court of public opinion and circumstantial evidence outside of court or public records that has been so clear-cut in the minds of everybody, probably not since the O.J. Simpson case, that this guy did what they claimed he did, and somehow because of ties to Obama and celebrity privilege, etc., he has been suddenly, you know, vindicated. And a lot of people think that it smells and that it's a clear case of, you know, whitewashing, no pun intended.
Well, apparently the two Nigerians put on white faces. That's the latest sort of wrinkle in this. And you wonder what motivates people. Isn't it fun as we go back to the origins of Talkers Magazine or the Talk Radio Countdown, or your career, my career in talk, thinking about how the focus was so different 25 or so years ago when we started this whole thing, and now where it is and how the smallest little thing eats at us. So we can take the smallest. I've been using the analogy of the talk radio tree with so many different things that can come out of the root of a subject and goes in a dozen different... who would have thought Michelle Obama would be involved in this? What's that all about? And then Taraji P. Henson, who's on that show with him, says, see, I told you all along he didn't do it. But I think he did do it, and I think most people think he did it. Don't you?
What a way to judge things.
I
walk around thinking that you can't know anything. You don't know. You don't know. I mean, politicians lie, the media lies, the government lies, the religions lie, big business lies. Look at the corruption and look at the erosion of confidence in our institutions that really is the broad stroke story of the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the Boeing story. Look at the Jussie Smollett story. Look at politicians on both sides of the aisle speaking through their you-know-whats about things they say are facts that they don't even know. They get it from television, and television gets it from their imaginations. There's a lot of preaching to the choir. There's a lot of playing to the bass. There's a lot of seeking victory as opposed to truth. We're going through a tough time in regard to credibility and ethics and integrity.
Well, so what causes you just brought up something that I think is very important, and it's a symbol, the Boeing symbol. Here's a company that's been responsible for so much product. We export more in terms of dollars. The largest exporter in the country is Boeing in terms of dollars. More Boeing planes get shipped out of this country, brings more dollars into this country than anything else that we do. So what is the fascination with breaking down or taking down a company like Boeing that has been responsible for so many jobs, tens of thousands of jobs over the years, and an image of America? So why do people want to tear that down? Why do they want to tear down people who have successful businesses or successful acting careers?
I don't think people want to tear
successful sports careers.
I don't think people want to tear people down just because they're successful. I think they want to tear people down because they let them down. Whether Boeing has had a track record of success or not, if there's any indication that they, in cahoots with the FCC, you know, turned
FAA,
a blind eye.
Perhaps. Yes.
I don't mean the FCC. I meant the
FAA. Yeah, I know. And there is evidence of that.
There is.
Yeah. That is, you see this corruption, and that's kind of what the second part of this, thank you for bringing it around to these institutions, whether it's business, government, the church, you name it, media, entertainment, they're all corrupted. And what has occurred, is it too much success across the board?
That's losing sight of compasses, of moral compasses. It's losing sight of principles. It's having goodness and a higher ideal suddenly go out of style. You know, good and bad go in and out of style. And we're in a cynical time now. We're in a gotcha. Let's win at all costs. Let's not be syrupy, sappy, or suckers type of a period. And that's what's happening right now. And it'll change. It will change. The pendulum swings. One thing I've learned in, you know, my many trips around the sun is that nothing stays the way it is. There's always an equal and opposite reaction. And we're even seeing reactions. We're seeing different movements going in different directions. That's why we're so polarized. And all based upon scurrilous people playing to the emotions of good-minded people who are fed up with the corruption you discuss. The problem is not the identification of the corruption. The problem is identifying people of integrity who truly are set out to solve the problem as opposed to capitalize on it to create further corruption.
It's really amazing how you see it in children. As I remember back to when you and I were kids, see the way children were brought up. And then, you know, we were asked to be responsible, to do chores. We had things we worked early on in our lives. And now there's no real responsibility. There's just occupying time. I was on an airplane this week, and I was appalled. I'm walking back to the lavatory, and there's a mother and a daughter sitting in a seat. This daughter, if she was two, that'd be stretching it. She had an iPad in front of her, and she was watching some movie or cartoon or something, and the mother was sitting next to her with her own iPad, doing something had nothing to do with the daughter. The daughter was just there occupying her time by doing something that will basically ruin her brain. And the mother could have cared less. Does she even know what having a two-year-old watching an iPad does to that child's brain? Does she care? Yeah, that kind of stuff. When we were growing, I don't know. Did your parents care about pretty much everything you did? I didn't have come from a great circumstance, but I know a lot of kids that were my age whose parents were very not involved necessarily. They just want to know that things were okay and they were doing right by their child.
Well, you're talking about something that really is dependent upon a person's personal subjective experiences.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know that a child of two looking at an iPad is necessarily destroying their brain.
It's I do. I can point you to any kind of research you want. It completely destroys the neuron connections that they can't absorb. Their brain isn't developed enough to absorb the quick flashes that come from all of the pictures they see, whether it's on an iPad, whether it's on a television set. It just is really, there's lots of great research that shows how bad it is.
I'll leave that to potential truth. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm not certain that research is accurate. I think that the human brain is very elastic and designed to absorb unlimited amounts of data. It is designed for that. And the human brain seems designed to be able to handle anything that is the result of the human brain, and iPads are the invention of the human brain. I'm not saying you're wrong, Doug. I'm saying
there's
you might
an
be
age
right.
factor, I think, though.
Factor might be it, and the time factor. But the question of whether parents care about their children as much, I think that that's an age-old thing. I think there have always been good parents, bad parents. There have always been parents that pay attention to their kids and others that neglect their children. And, you know, when you're born, you can't pick your parents, or maybe you do, but I don't know how that process works. It's the roll of the dice. I mean, you can get stuck with, what do you do if you're born into a family where your parents are jerks? What do you do? Your whole early years are being designed by people that perhaps are not qualified to raise another human being. It's such a luck of the draw, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was a fabulous example. Once again, That's one of the reasons I love having these conversations with you. You bring us around to thinking about all the elements that are possible when you have a discussion. Look at my one suggestion and where it went conversationally. A lot of food for thought, which is why talk radio, news talk radio, is so exciting and so much a part of our, you know, the existence now. The conversation is a lot of it built on what people hear on talk radio programs from good talk radio hosts. It's 45 past the hour. May I help you jumpstart your weight loss program? Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. It's safe weight loss. The side benefits, too, are myriad. There are a lot of different things that happen to your body. Using collagen as the main ingredient of Calitren not only helps you lose weight, take four of these capsules, you go to bed at night, and it'll do the work, but it'll take a while because nothing that's good that lasts is going to be quick and easy. It's not an easy overnight fix. Not like having an operation. Somebody takes 40 pounds off of you with a knife, but then the fat comes back again. What you want is for the weight to go away and to stay away. And that's one of the many benefits of putting Calitren to work using collagen, the superb protein, the highest quality natural digestive enzymes in there that'll help you absorb the collagen so that it goes to work creating lean muscle in your body, pushing out the fat. That's how you lose the weight. And then you keep it off by staying on the program for 5 or 6 months. You really will find it's the number one choice, healthy choice for losing weight. A lot of choices, I said, but this is the healthy way to do it. Please go to toploss.com, the website for Calitren, toploss.com. The special deal using the code DJV is as follows. You buy three bottles, which is a 90-day supply, regular price, two bottles, two-month supply, free, plus a $20 discount on your entire purchase because there are other things you can buy. They have a proven pack, if you will. Save money on that at the Calitren website, which is toploss.com. Special deal that is effective for the DJV crowd. At toploss.com, please lose the weight, save the money, and be thankful that you have the opportunity to come out of this whole experience still having your health. Toploss.com, best discounts using the code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with the people list, first of all. That's interesting. This would be like the Rogues Gallery or maybe the Star Wars scene at the bar. Michael Avenatti is at number 10. Theresa May at number 9. Pete Buttigieg. That's where you pronounce his name. If we get that, that's number 8. I know it's number 8, but I don't know if I pronounce his name correctly. Mitch McConnell is 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. See, notice I didn't say anything about her. At number 6. Nancy Pelosi, number 5. Jussie Smollett, number 4. James Comey on the list of people. Research done by Talkers Magazine this week. He comes out at number 3 on the important discussion list. Robert Mueller is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. Do you wonder what's going to become of Robert Mueller? What does he do? A fascinating story about this guy, by the way. That's the people list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month, and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
Calitren contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, in addition to being the Talker's editor and publisher, has a fabulous podcast. Well, he's all involved in all kinds of things in the spoken word format. So here this week, a conversation with a fellow who's not really a talk radio person in his truest sense, is he?
No, not a talk radio person at all. Not even a radio person. A music industry person and an entertainment business person and a new media person. His name is Reza Izzad. He is the CEO of an entity called Studio 71, and that company is a production, sales, and distribution company that is the largest user of YouTube. They have the most engaged digital network on YouTube with 1,300 channels driving 11 billion views a month. We're talking major league, what used to be called Hollywood, you know, L.A.-based entertainment companies operating almost exclusively in the digital paradigm and making a ton of dough doing it.
Wow. Yeah. So does he give you any of his secrets, or he just says...
No secrets. No secrets. Just have the right talent and make the right deals and make the right moves and be ahead of the curve. And
That's what they all say. And this guy's more successful.
Well, they don't know they don't have secrets. A lot of guys are very successful, and they can't duplicate it. They don't know why they were successful. It's MHInterview.com.
And it is. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
SST Oil in Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Springtime is the time to buy a new Polaris. During the Polaris Spring Sales event, you can get low financing and rebates up to $1,500 on the world's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs. See your Polaris dealer now. Visit Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Offers valid in U.S. through April 30th, 2019 on new 2015 through 2019 vehicles, subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor at Bentley University in Boston, one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. Check out his website, scamaside.com. I saw yet another scam this week, and I thought to myself, you know what? We could spend all of our time every week. One of the main reasons for your being here is for us to discuss the legal implications of some of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week and every week. But every once in a while, you know, I take a good one, and I want you to run with it. But there are so many of them. I think, did we talk about the IRS scams, these people who are being called saying the IRS has a refund for you, and all you have to do is give us your phone, your address, your Social Security number, and you'll get the... I mean, but people are dumb enough to fall for this stuff, right?
Well, people do fall for the IRS calls. And, you know, the thing is, they really are simple to avoid because... First of all, they can look legit because there's a technique called spoofing by which your caller ID will appear as if the IRS is calling. But frankly, you can always tell if it's a scam and someone is an imposter of the IRS and posing. Is the IRS will never initiate contact with you by a call, telephone call, email, or a text message. So anytime you get any of these, you just hang up because it isn't them. But people fall for it. They also fall for it where they're told they have to pay some money immediately or they're going to go to jail and they have to pay it by iTunes
right.
or gift cards.
Yeah, right.
So that one's
dummies. Tough. Yeah. All right, let's look at the list of stories this week from Talkers Magazine, the Avenatti arrest, and where that goes, why anybody is paying any attention. Is it just me? Am I the only one? I can't be the only one who looks at some of these bozos and says, why would you pay any attention to him or Jussie Smollett? Or for that matter,
I'll tell you, the Jussie Smollett one is going to get very interesting. But as far as Avenatti goes, the charges of extortion against Nike are certainly serious, but the charges in L.A. against him for falsifying mortgage records and tax records and financial crimes are probably even more serious and more easy to prove.
Right.
So Mr. Avenatti is going to need a good lawyer.
Bye-bye. See you later, Michael. And he won't hire... what was the guy who represented all the... He was involved in this thing, and he just kind of got this guy. Garrigus. Mark Garrigus. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't hire him.
Indicted co-conspirator. How about that for a nickname?
Yeah. What a character. The two of them
You know,
characters.
You mentioned the Jussie Smollett case, and this one, here's what isn't getting a lot of play, although recently this has come up. For the life of me, I couldn't understand why the prosecution failed to go through with this and drop the case. But what the city has done is the city is taking a loophole. They're demanding that Smollett pay $130,000 to their costs for investigating this. And there's a statute in Illinois that says if you make false statements that cause costs to go up for investigations, they can charge you for this. So here's it. Smollett is saying, no, we're not paying you anything. We're due an apology. Well, if the city wants to go against him, what they would do is they would bring it as a civil action, and as a civil action, they only have to prove he lied to them more likely than not beyond a reasonable doubt. And this thing, with his only defense would be that the attack wasn't fake. So there will be a day in court over the charges, and I think that's great.
Well, it's really interesting to see the side swell of this from the stars, for example, of Empire, which is the show he's on, and the production there. These shows, one of the theories is because there's so much money made now by television production with the Dick Wolf shows, the Chicago shows there, shows being taped there like Empire's bring huge amounts of money. And they don't want to violate that. They don't want to lose that. So that was one of the behind the scenes. Okay, so let's kiss this guy off, and we don't want to lose the money. We don't want them to stop producing the show. What do you think of that theory?
I don't buy it. I really don't. It's a convenient conspiracy, but to me, it's short-sighted, and I don't see it.
Yeah. All right. Well, the usual things, the border wall. I don't know what legally is playing there, but... You hit the two hot ones. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, as he usually is. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Conditions and quality standards apply.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. President Trump is moving to cut aid to a trio of Central American nations whose citizens are fleeing north toward the U.S. border.
The State Department has told Congress it's looking to suspend aid payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week,
meaning the Northern Triangle countries, to do more about not allowing their people into Mexico. They can help us. We need them to do that. If not, it makes very little sense for us to continue to send them aid.
But Senator Dick Durbin tells NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. should be focused on helping Central America.
Where three countries are dissembling before our eyes and people are desperately coming to the United States. The president's cutting off aid to these countries will not solve that problem.
And the president is again threatening to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could create economic havoc on both sides. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House expected to start laying out some of President Trump's ideas for renewed assault on Obamacare in the coming days. Mr. Trump says Republicans will become the party of health care. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney told ABC's This Week that Democrats are realizing Obamacare is a failure.
Obamacare is not working. Even Democrats admit that, which is why this week it didn't get a lot of coverage. They introduced their own fix bill because they know Obamacare doesn't work.
Voters in Chicago head to the polls Tuesday to elect their first black female mayor. Toni Preckwinkle served on the Chicago City Council for 19 years, later became president of the Cook County Board. Lori Lightfoot's a former federal prosecutor who's never held public office and is now considered the frontrunner. The city has only elected one black mayor, Harold Washington, in 1983, and he died months into his second term. His predecessor, Jane Byrne, the only woman to serve in the job. Rahm Emanuel declining to seek a third term. More at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
The Museum of Jewish Heritage brings Auschwitz to New York City with a major new exhibition that opens May 8th. The day the Nazis surrendered in 1945. We get the story from correspondent Julie Walker.
A wooden train boxcar, just like the ones the Nazis used to transport Jews to concentration camps, sits outside the museum. Holocaust survivor Ray Kaner remembers riding in one to Auschwitz.
The heat and the smell, and everybody was on top of each other.
The 92-year-old says it's important to remember.
People should know what we went through for no reason other that we were Jews.
Inside the museum, 700 artifacts from Auschwitz transports museum-goers to the notorious concentration camp where more than a million were killed. Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An update of the Disney classic Dumbo was number one at the box office this weekend.
Welcome, baby Dumbo. We're all family here. No matter how small.
Disney execs call it a solid start. Dumbo debuted at number one with an estimated $45 million at the North American box office. But when measured against a $170 million production budget, the flying elephant isn't exactly taking off. Jordan Peele's Us slips to second, adding $33.6 million to its domestic total, while Captain Marvel is third at $20 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
This date in 1968, at the conclusion of a nationally broadcast address on Vietnam, President Johnson stunned listeners by declaring that he would not seek nor accept the nomination of his party for another term as president. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State Attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here. Another week, another list, another conversation about the items on the list. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen. Rich is at controls in our studio in Washington at Radio America. Victoria also is with the D.C. Radio Company, D.C. being District of Columbia, but that's her cards are small.
Corruption,
business, trying to save
whatever,
money.
Right.
District of Corruption. Perfect. Rick Jensen from WDEL, one of the great sort of stand-up talk radio stations in the country. The stories from Talkers Magazine that are listed at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all the things that pertain to our business, the news talk radio conversation business. This program has been aimed at doing sort of like the music countdown, the music countdown shows that go from number 30 to number 1 or whatever, number 40. This is number 10 to number 1, and they are people and
sometimes
stories that have been, well, we don't, we're there, they're
now,
there whether we get to them all
already,
or not.
Now.
Yes. So, at number 10, what's going on in the NCAA March Madness, the continuing focus on this corrupt, horrible series of games that make a mockery of college, like all of the other stuff, the entrance exam. I mean, college life in America, as far as I'm concerned, when you look around, has become chaos because of corruption.
Oh, you think it's bad now? Gambling is really pretty much
right.
Just become a... I mean, people
Eight
are
and
spitting...
$8.5 billion this year, I think, wasn't it, that was wagered
Check
on
this
these
out.
Games?
It's gonna grow exponentially. Now that more states are allowing gambling, you can actually sit in your seat in the arena while the game is going on and place bets on one of the sports fan apps or one of the sports betting apps.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're
you
watching
done that?
The game...
Have you done that yet?
I haven't done that. No, I'm not a gambler. I hate giving my money to other people for no reason at all.
I'm not a gambler, no.
Yeah. No, I've been working with you for 23 years.
Right.
But, I mean, you think it's corrupt now? And the commissioner of the NBA says, hey, listen, before when gambling was kind of in the weeds and you couldn't see what was going on, then it was corrupt. Then it made the sports corrupt. Now we can trace the money. So if anybody throws a game, it's easy for us to see. And that was part of his reason for saying, bring on the legal gambling, because I'd rather see what's going on and if anybody's trying to throw a game.
That's interesting. The players and stuff, yeah. Okay, have you ever bet on a game, Rick?
You know, I don't. And here in Delaware, we've had legal betting for quite a long time. They tied it in with the casinos with the horse racing track, calling it racinos and all. One of the problems I see is that when the government is involved with this, now you have this soft corruption wherein there are elderly people who have lost their homes, they've gone bankrupt, and yet there's no impetus for the government to sponsor any sort of research into that sort of thing. And I think that we're going to see another time, probably within the next few years, when people rage against this and say, you know what, we're sick and tired of the government being involved in this gambling.
Can I tell you about my betting experience?
I would like to know, Victoria, what you have bet on. Yes.
Okay. So when I was a teenager and I was working for the Moody Blues, one of the...
Wait a minute. Hold the phone.
Oh, here we go.
You worked for the Moody Blues when you were a teenager?
Yeah, when I was a teenager.
What happened? How come I didn't know that?
Yeah, well, there are many things you don't know about me.
So the next time I talk to Justin Hayward, will he remember you?
No. So one of their managers came in one day and said, I was out early this morning and I watched this horse run and his name is Snow Knight and he's 100-1 and he's going to win the Grand National.
Okay.
And we said, what? He said, he's going to win the Grand National. I just watched this horse run and put your money on him. So I went down to a bookies. On the Friday, the Grand National was on the Saturday, and I put a ridiculous amount of money, like £10, which was so much money then. And by that time, the odds had narrowed to 50-1, something like that. I put a pound on something crazy. Anyway, Snow Knight, which nobody'd ever heard of, I watched the Grand National on the telly, and Snow Knight came from behind, and the commentators go, it's Snow Knight! And it's Snow Knight! And it's Snow Knight won the Grand National. I won so much money.
Oh, you did? You won?
Yes!
Oh.
I won!
See, I had the opposite story. I had a guy, when I was working in the used car world, tell me, when I sold him a car, I'm going to do you a favor, hook you up. Bet on this horse at the Laurel Racetrack today. The fix is in. So I get all my buddies. We get $1,000 together. Mm-hmm. And we send somebody over there to lay the money on the horse. That horse is still running. Today. But back to Rick's point, look at what the government is getting into, okay? They want to tax marijuana, they want to tax gambling, they want to tax alcohol, they want to tax cigarettes, they want to tax anything. They see that they can make tons of money on us basically destroying ourselves, and they want their cut.
Lovely.
But, Rich, it's worse than that, though. It when you take a look at what's happening, it's not like they're just taking their fees and their cut and their taxes. No.
They're promoting it.
No, worse than that. Even worse, they're business partners, and so that's why they have to promote it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Land of the free, home of the brave and the broke. This is America. 2019. Okay, so that's the sports betting action and what's going on with the NCAA and elsewhere. The baseball season off to a start. Games opening up this week. Who are we on to for the World Series? Who's going to win the World Series? Richie, we go around the room. Who's winning the World Series?
Well, obviously, I'd love to see the Nats, you know, do well. But I think number one story for me for the opening day this week was the fact that Bryce Harper got booed his first day in Philadelphia because he didn't get a hit. He struck out. And this guy signed
that was just the first. That was just his first at bat.
He got they booed him on his first at bat.
How much did he sign for?
$300 million, and he signed a lifelong contract. He can never play for another team ever. He's going
to
spend the next 13 years, the rest of his career in Philadelphia, being booed.
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 Any more home games to play
here?
So after
love.
After the Phillies win the World Series, that's when I think you'll be changing your tune.
Ain't having him.
Really? Nah,
ain't having him, Mr. Delaware.
By the way, 10-4 over the Braves yesterday. Come on. And Hoskins stepped up. Grand slam. It was great. Great game.
All right. So I think we've taken care of the sports angle here.
Forgot your
on the Dog Radio review.
It's nearly cricket season.
We need a new co-host next week, Doug.
Okay. You can work on that, Richie, because I won't be here. The charts for the week of March 25th to the 29th here on the Talk Radio. And to eliminate any gossip, Victoria and I will both be gone next week, and we will both be together for a week on a trip to Ireland.
And the following Monday when you return, the stories that we will have told about you will be epic.
Great.
I don't think the way you described that did not eliminate any realm for gossip at all. In fact, you just compounded it.
No. Me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Doug.
Hey,
Monday,
Rich.
Monday is April 1st.
April Fools.
Get ready.
Rich. Richie has played some of the great.
Really?
We've had some really good.
Especially
April
when he's not here.
Circumstances, right. Well, I'll be here Monday.
I'll
be here Monday.
Yeah,
okay. All right, my pillow time. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Come on, let's get at it. We have sold lots of pillows on this program from my pillow. Mike Lindell sends his personal thanks to you for believing in the message that comes from me and other members of my clan. There are other pillow products that you can find at MyPillow.com. There is nothing, however, better than the MyPillow in terms of starting off. But you've heard the big pitch lately for sheets from MyPillow, the Giza sheets that Mike has found put together. He went over to Egypt and found the area where the Giza cotton comes from. Best way to make sheets is to use this kind of cotton. It's the best cotton ever. It's grown in this small area near the Mediterranean. Super smooth. Cotton's very breathable. The sheets are extremely durable, made with those deep pockets on the side, so they'll fit over any mattress topper, any mattress on any bed.
That is key.
Yeah, it sure is. Absolutely. So you love your MyPillows. You love the mattress you got from them. You love the MyPillow mattress topper. Now you love the sheets, the Giza sheets. Get them now, 30% off using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So order up the Giza sheets, MyPillow.com. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use that promo code DJV. So let's move now onto this. You're not comfortable with your sheets? Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. grown only on a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. Its cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those My Pillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right, there's an echo in here, and that's okay. Let's get to the whole list, and then everybody hold their comments till after we go through the whole list so people will know what the top 10 stories are according to the research done at Talkers Magazine for this week. So we go from sports talk to the film Us, which is at number 9. I can tell you something about it, but basically would tell you in some circumstances, depending on your values, it's not worth wasting your time on. Number 8, Avenatti's arrest. Good God, what a big BSer he is. Number 7, the chaos surrounding Brexit. Good time for us to be going to Ireland, Victoria.
But no, that makes it really interesting. It's
yeah,
great.
It'd be very interesting. Number 6.
But we're not just glossing over that. It is fascinating, and Theresa May has finally, to the relief of just about everybody, said, okay, I'll step down if you pass my deal, which everybody hates. Everybody hates. And this brilliant show will be airing at different times. So I'm now saying something that is time sensitive. We don't know if it's going to pass.
All right. Thank you. But to be continued, the list included here on the Talk Radio Review 21 after the hour.
Believe all ogre again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
It takes honor, it takes courage, it takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard.
Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Rich McFadden in the control room of our studio at Radio America, the originating network for all of the Doug Steffen programs. So we're trying to work our way through this. We can make comments after. Let me, I am criticized frequently for not making it through sometimes even the list so people have a perspective. I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Tune in next week. We'll finish the list.
Numbers, yeah. Rich will be in charge next week when Victoria and I are gone on our trip to Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six this week is the Democratic hopeful list expanding. I'll tell you something. I'm going to, as an aside, just for a second, while I have it on my mind.
There we go. Off the rails already. Right.
The shiny penny syndrome. Thanks, Rich.
Yeah.
This fellow who's the mayor of South Bend, he's a very interesting guy. I can't tell you what his name is. Blugabunga, whatever his name is. Pete Bledjeduza. What's his name? I don't know what his name is.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. That's too.
Buttigieg. Or Buddy Gig, if you like.
He's actually a very interesting character. Too young to be president, but he's making himself known. And it could be a very interesting contender in a couple of years. But it's really, how many, you know, now the world has changed so much. Here's a gay guy who has made his impact on a very conservative city like South Bend. And so the world, thank heavens, is changing. Now, some people say, oh, what do you mean, thank heavens? Because it ought to be politics, government ought to be a heck of a lot more inclusive than it has been. And we're feeling, you know, we're getting it in the neck because things have changed so much, not only here in our country, but around the world. And this struggle to give equality to people shows its ugly face pretty much every day. That, and I think that's part of the story here.
Inclusiveness is, please, really? They will dig up any dirt on this poor guy over the next few years before he ever gets his shot.
I didn't say they're going to like him. The Democrats are not going to like him.
Nobody's included in anything anymore because everybody has something in the closet that somebody digs up. And if they can't find anything on you, they're going to make something up and just crush you.
Right. Number five is the Green New Deal vote. What a ridiculous waste of time that is. Just the fact that it's gotten as much ink or press or time.
Everybody
as
all together. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Let's make some CO2. Huh?
Yeah, right. Thank you. How about my cows with the methane gas regime? Don't forget them.
Yep. Give them
number
some beans
four,
today.
The immigration issue continuing to be an important cog in the wheel here. I just am so sick of Jussie Smollett. Number three, get lost, you jerk. Number two, that's my comment. Thank you. The rest of you can comment later.
That's going to become an interesting story, really, actually.
Well, it's like sucking. There's a vacuum someplace. It must be because this is sucking up too much air. This story about this egomaniac who done what to whom, frankly.
Because there are issues surrounding it that are bigger than him. That's
right.
Why.
Exactly. The hand came down on high and basically opened the prison doors for him, and now they're going to start investigating that, and that's going to become a whole story in itself.
Well, the white face, these two black guys supposedly had white face on to make it look like they were, who's going to be fooled by a couple of black guys?
I'm talking about Michelle Obama's chief of staff
talking to the attorney general.
This is going to get dirty.
Yeah.
Well, it's more about that. Whether and I think Stephen Colbert said this really well, and I can't say it in a funny way like him, that, this just goes to show that if you're, whether you're black or white in America, if you're rich, you can get away with it.
Right, exactly.
And
that's the story. And that's the only story here that has any value. The reflection on money and its influence on the justice system.
Get to number two, number one. Hurry up.
Liberty and justice for all. Number two is the Obamacare battle, and number one, the aftermath of the Mueller report, which we should spend a good deal of time on as we continue here. The essence of that thing is really, now I think, very, I think it's a, the rage on both sides is really pretty interesting.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Head to Court Furniture Clearance Center for up to 70% off new retail prices. You never know what kind of court-certified treasures you'll find. And the best part? It's court bonus rewards time. Earn bonus rewards in our clearance centers from April 4th through April 30th, 2019. Get $25 in bonus rewards on every $250 spent after all discounts and before taxes applied. Court bonus rewards aren't transferable, can't be exchanged for actual cash, and are not valid with any other offers, discounts, or special buys. Redeem your court bonus rewards May 1st through May 10th, 2019. Go to courtclearancefurniture.com today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to continue here with our overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk Radio, the charts for the last week of March, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. We've gone through all the 10 stories, in fact, with several comments from Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen and Rich McFadden about the various issues. Let's, before we go back to the Trumpster and Mueller, go through the people list. They usually anecdotally are related because the people being talked about are part of the conversation about the issues.
Let me help you out here. Before you do that, let me help you out for the people who are just joining us with the 10 stories. And I'm going to go through this really quickly so we don't get worried, okay? Number 10, NBA, NCAA action. Number 9, the Us film. Number 8, Avenatti arrest. Number 7, Brexit and all that chaos. Number 6, the 2020 Democratic hopefuls. Number 5, the Green New Deal vote. Number 4, the border wall and immigration issues. Number 3, Jussie Smollett case. Number 2, Trump's Obamacare battle. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. All right, now the people, sir.
Ooh, look at you.
Yes, isn't he amazing? Yes, he does such a wonderful job of synthesizing all of this.
You can't even get through the people now. Now you're just rattling on. Go.
No, I'm not going to do that. I will tell you, though, that we, as part of
number
the
number 10, Michael
week,
Avenatti. Number 8, Theresa May.
As part of this, we do list these in a formal way in a 2-minute piece that appears after you people are on the program. So there. Number 10 on the people list. Yes. Michael Avenatti. Number 9, Theresa May. Peter, the aforementioned Buttigieg. Thank you. Why, how do you get that out of this? That isn't how it's spelled.
Buttigieg.
But that's how it's pronounced. If you Google it, you can listen to it in audio.
Really? Number 7, Mitch McConnell, a.k.a. the old fossil. Number 6, AOC, get lost. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi.
Go with her.
I think you fancy AOC. I think you fancy her, to use an English expression.
Really?
Or an Irish expression, which you'll become familiar with.
Okay, thank you.
She's going to Ireland with you.
What?
Going to Ireland with me.
Yeah. Right. Number 4 is Jussie Smollett. I can tell you he's not going. Number 3, Comey. Number 2, Mueller. Number 1, Trump. Okay, so to the aftermath of the Mueller report. Mr. Trump has been here, there, and everywhere. Seems to be somewhat emboldened by the results of the Mueller report. There seems to be, the Democrats don't want to let go of it. The Republicans say the collusion delusion is over, and all of the focus on the people who were hurt. And there were people that were hurt, but that's the big game of politics. If you don't want to get into the nasty, the dirty, the corrupt world of politics, then you better stay home, because that's what it's about. Whether it's now, before, go back to the Teapot Dome scandal. And American politics has always been dirty, rotten, and nasty, and it continues in that vein. So
yeah,
this
but they're
is
trying
not
to overthrow a sitting president at this point with conjured up information.
Yeah, that's true. That's what they're trying to do. They don't like him, so they use any means they can
when before has it ever involved the FBI? FBI helping to create the situation, paying Steph Halper to try and get in as an insider on the Trump camp so that he can create the connection with the Russians so that they have a case on collusion.
So did he ever testify? Steph Halper has been one of the names that has been publicly bantied about here. He's somebody that's been associated with, I guess, you and me and the connection at Radio America. He's been an influence peddler, kind of, for a long time.
And apparently an undercover handyman for the FBI.
There you go.
Who doesn't like Trump, so they throw him in there to try and get him to create the connection. Didn't happen.
FBI,
none of us have seen the Mueller report.
And none of you will. the whole
probably.
Thing.
Well, there won't be a lot of redactions.
But none of us have seen the Mueller report. That we've seen a four-page summary by William Barr, who did write a 19-page memo in favor of President Trump.
What shocking information are you expecting to come out that we didn't see in the 19-page report?
Well, I don't know. That's the point. It's a 300-page report.
And what benefit is it once that information, all of it, comes out? To whom is there a necessary call for the to the
Rachel Maddow?
It's important. No. That's silly. That's silly stuff, Rachel. The Rachel Maddow stuff is silly stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff is silly stuff. That's all commentary. It's silly stuff. It's interesting, but it's keeping her in cat food. So that's
in addition to being silly stuff, though, like, understand, and yes, she lost some audience, but she also had the highest ratings of her career because of, you know, Trump collusion. He's a Russian agent, things like that.
Right.
She's very influential still with a number of people. And I think what's interesting is going back to what Doug's saying about the politics here. So you have Mueller report saying that there's no evidence, and yet you have Adam Schiff and Democrats and Rachel saying, oh, well, we see evidence. They are now using the word evidence in a non-judicial sense and just as part of their opinion.
Well, this is it. Huh? There's also the counterintelligence investigation, and Barr did not say there was no evidence of collusion. What Barr reported was that the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election.
Okay.
So when it says it did not establish, it means that Mueller collected evidence, but what his team found was not enough for a slam dunk criminal conviction of anybody.
So why don't you just keep going another 2 years so he can make another $30 million?
Because there's nothing there.
Because Mueller has to establish enough for a conviction, because that's what you have to do.
So that's what we're going to hang on to now.
No, because that's what his job is. Doesn't mean that this happens.
Who told him that's what his job was? Who said that was the job? Get enough to convict the president. Who told them to do that?
No, but that is the job. When you look for evidence, you either find enough to, particularly if you're investigating people around the president, you've got to be very careful. You either find enough that you think is going to bring a conviction, or you don't bring a charge. You're not going to bring a charge if you think, well, I think maybe there's something. You're not going to bring a charge on that. You're going to bring a charge if you think you've got a heck of a lot of evidence.
So does Mueller ever get a job like this again, or is this a...
You're one and done with this.
Mueller,
like a Ken Starr.
Mueller can do anything that he likes. Mueller walks away with all the integrity that he came in with.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
and
I think that's
came in with complete integrity.
All right, so that's that story. Other than the people firing at Adam Schiff, telling him he ought to resign because he made a mess of this, or tried to make a mess of it.
The media is complicit in this. That's the other avenue.
Right.
Oh, he'll continue to push it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, so what you get when you grow up in Framingham. That's where he's from. Grew up in my hometown. Adam Schiff, ladies. I give you Adam Schiff, who moved to California because the weather was better. And look at the fine mess he's found himself in. It's time for us to fix the problems you have losing weight, trying to lose weight. Have you found a solution? If you have not, and if you haven't found Calitrin, then you really haven't found the solution. A lot of people start collagen and they work on it for 4 or 5 months. Some people, I'm looking at the story of a woman who lost 40 pounds. Her husband went from a size 42 to a size 32. Lower blood pressure, all of that stuff. Calitrin will save your life by helping you lose weight and keep it off. It'll take you a while. You can't do it the first night, the first week. Maybe in the first month you'll see a difference, but it takes a while. So you want to lose the weight? Calitrin, my friends, is the number one way in America to lose weight in a healthy fashion. Healthy, healthy, healthy. Weight loss and other things that come from using this product. This is really a fabulous product that affects your joints because the main ingredient is collagen. So let's get on board with Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off. special deal. Right now you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and check the box DJV. And with that, you'll get three bottles at the regular price. That's a 90-day supply. And then get another two bottles, two more months, free, plus $20 off your entire purchase, whatever you buy. So go to toploss.com, special deal with the DJV code. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com to be successful in your quest to lose weight. Talk Radio in Review, counting down from number 10 to number 1, the actual story list this week. Last week of March 2019, on the list, Sports Talk Radio as usual, with lots of focus on betting and the NCAA and March Madness, beginning of the baseball season as well. Number 9, a fascination with a film called Us. Number 8, the arrest of the aforementioned Michael Avenatti. Number 7, what's going on in England with the Brexit situation? Good God, what a mess that is. Number 6, who are the list, who's on the list of Democratic hopefuls for 2020? Keeps expanding that list. Number 5, the Green New Deal vote. Number 4, immigration issues and the border wall. Number 3, the case of the city of Chicago versus Jussie Smollett. Number 2, the Trump-Obamacare situation as it's now been reintroduced. And the Mueller report is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines. Guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the people list, first of all. That's interesting. This would be like the Rogues Gallery or maybe the Star Wars scene at the bar. Michael Avenatti is at number 10. Theresa May at number 9. Pete Buttigieg. That's where you pronounce his name. If we get that, that's number 8. I know it's number 8, but I don't know if I pronounce his name correctly. Mitch McConnell is 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You notice I didn't say anything about her. Number 6. Nancy Pelosi, number 5. Jussie Smollett, number 4. James Comey on the list of people. Research done by Talkers Magazine this week. He comes out at number 3 on the important discussion list. Robert Mueller is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. Do you wonder what's going to become of Robert Mueller? What does he do? A fascinating story about this guy, by the way. That's the people list from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And you're on air.
That's not true.
And you're on. Right. Rick,
do you have no? Do you? Is this your first day on the air, Rick?
I'm
you
sorry.
Take cues? Well, how do you do this at your station?
It just goes to show the conversation just keeps on going,
it
man.
Does,
it does,
right.
Stop,
it's
really.
The commercial to play. Right.
You
we're into
make,
it.
Right. We
back and forth. Victoria, Rick, Richie, Doug. All right. So I just want to have one more moment here on the aftermath of the report, and that's what's going to happen to our pal, Mr. Comey. What ought to have happened to him? Former FBI Director James Comey, who is one of the largest overbloated gas bags in this whole scenario, as far as I can see. I don't see anything that's going to affect him that's positive out of this. And he's being investigated, isn't he? Now they want to investigate the investigators who investigated other people that needed to be investigated. So is this just more wasting our money? Kind of looks like that to me, but...
I mean...
He deserves whatever he gets because he's in sanctimonious...
I don't think that you should have people who work in the government trying to create stories to overthrow the government, and if somebody did that, we should know about it.
Yeah. You know what I was surprised it didn't make it in this week was the college admission reform or whatever, college admission reality, how widespread this all is, college admission practices, the process of getting admitted, and how.
Did you hear one of the parents that's apparently paid off one of the colleges as the guy who invented Hot Pockets?
No, I didn't hear that.
That's hysterical.
Really?
That's just too fun.
Yeah. Well, but you see, it does show you about America has become totally unglued in terms of how it was supposed to be. Was it ever the land of the free, the home of the brave? Was there ever justice, liberty and justice for all in America? Methinks not. It's a great slogan, and it's wonderful to aspire to. But if anything comes out of these discussions of the things like the college admission program or the Jesse Smollett,
yeah.
Well, it's all that money buys, you know, what is the old expression? Money can't buy you love, but it'll buy you pretty much everything else. And maybe in Nicolas Cage's...
Well, liberty. Everybody gets liberty, but does everybody get justice? I mean, because Jesse Smollett proved that...
Liberty. If you don't have money, you can't stay out of jail. Look at the jails. Millions of people literally in jail who are there because they don't have any money.
That's an outrage, and I think that's unconstitutional.
Well, prison reform is something... I'm glad it's on the top of pretty much everybody's list, because it's an outrage. Not only because of the way people's lives are screwed up, but the amount of money... that gets thrown at this. My God, it is outrageous how much money it costs. Why are you putting white-collar criminals in jail? Cost us $40,000 a year to take care of them, and they don't do anything to pay back what it is that the offense, take care of the offense. All right, Richie wants us to go now. Victoria Jones.
Time to go.
Rick Jensen, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the hot hits in technology news this week. And here to do that, Victoria Keelan, taking us from number 5 to number 1. First story is, I find myself intrigued and want to buy some of the stock as it becomes available for a public offering. Pinterest is doing that. So what's the story, Victoria?
Yes, Pinterest is the latest Silicon Valley company to file for an initial public offering, and this is a San Francisco-based social network. However, they are making sure that they do not label themselves as a social network. It's an image board site, and so Pinterest is still not profitable, even though it's been around for years and years at this point. But they said that they earned more than $750 million in revenue last year. However, that was still not more than their debt. So Pinterest cut its losses from nearly $200 million in 2016 down to just under $75 million annually. And Pinterest will go public on the New York Stock Exchange. It will join Uber and Lyft and Postmates and Airbnb. Those are the types of other IPOs that we've seen recently. Pinterest launched in 2010, and it primarily makes money by attracting advertisers to the platform. Pinterest says it has more than 250 million monthly active users who have created more than 4 billion Pinterest boards, and a cumulative 175 billion pins have been saved. And so 2 billion searches a month, and I don't know. I don't understand. I think Pinterest had a little blip of a moment of popularity. I can't even believe that this is going public in 2019 because I don't know a single person who's using Pinterest anymore. So to go back to what you were saying, Doug, about investing, I would say don't do it. Don't invest in this.
All right. So I'm just taking the minus sign or the circle and putting a line through it there. Number four this week, as we head toward number one, is a focus on United Parcel Service.
Yes, UPS and a startup drone partner have begun the first commercial drone deliveries in the U.S., making a short flight carrying a medical sample between North Carolina hospitals earlier this week, which is pretty cool. The deliveries using a drone made by Matternet take less time than the vehicles used by hospitals in the Raleigh-Durham area. UPS plans to make multiple flights daily for the hospital system, and this is actually something that not this same company, but drones have been partnering with the Red Cross. And I believe we talked about this story last year even, with drones delivering blood supply to different countries in Africa and different rural regions through the Red Cross. And so this is just yet the next step. Again, drones are wonderful and have a great use. However, there's always a complication anytime you're in airspace, especially around airports. So I don't know how far this will go for UPS, but in rural areas, it makes a lot of sense. Saves time, it's environmentally friendly. There isn't, there are no carbon emissions and things like that. So it makes a ton of sense. And kudos to UPS for being the first one to do this. I'm sure FedEx and everyone else will follow.
Of course, because these guys always do. Follow the leader. Okay, next up, the software fix for the 737. Wait till you see or hear or find how long it's going to take them to implement this fix for the 737 Maxes, Victoria.
Well, we've all been waiting for the fix. How are we going to fix this problem of the Boeing 737 MAXs? And the FAA has said that they have tentatively approved a sweeping software and pilot training change. And that will allow pilots to exert more control over the automated system, which is essentially what caused those two deadly crashes, Lion Air and then the other crash in Ethiopia. Two weeks ago. So we'll see if this actually works. I don't know if a software update is going to really do it, but
training. There's a lot of stuff in there. Okay, let's keep going here. Number two this week is Facebook.
Facebook has been charged with allegedly allowing housing advertisers to discriminate against users based on race, sex, and disability. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, has charged Facebook for violating the Fair Housing Act. This has been a rumor that's been going around for at least a year and a half, and I'm not surprised at all. And this is, once again, Facebook completely screwing up.
Well, number one, Apple, and something that's probably not a screw-up.
Yeah, Apple unveiled its new Apple News subscription service, the Apple Card credit card, Apple Arcade, and Apple TV Plus. People seem very excited about this. The Apple News Plus service adds 300 magazines to the app. It includes The New Yorker, Esquire, The Atlantic, National Geographic, Men's Health, and Vogue. And it's $9.99 a month.
Are interested in what they're going to do in their television department as well. All right, that's good. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keeman, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Secured.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week Sunday there's no support from Democrats on curbing the influx of illegals passing through Mexico trying to get into the U.S. So the Trump administration is now threatening to close the southern border and cut off aid to Central American countries.
Congress can fix this. But again, when you have a Democrat party, many of whom refuse to even admit the facts. I've been in meetings with Nancy Pelosi when she said she didn't believe the numbers. And when you have such a disconnect like that, it's clear the Democrats are not going to help us.
Meanwhile, on NBC's Meet the Press, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, a Democratic presidential candidate, says if he were president, there'd be no crisis.
The key was to keep out in front of this issue and make sure we had the facilities so that we could provide, you know, humane processing of people that were, you know, in many cases fearing their lives were at risk and fleeing perhaps certain death to try and come to America.
Mulvaney says with 100,000 illegal immigrants coming into the country in March, border security needs to be addressed. Former Vice President Joe Biden taking some criticism as he tries to address an accusation by a former Nevada state legislator he inappropriately kissed her on the back of the head back in 2014.
In a statement Sunday, Biden says he doesn't believe he's ever acted inappropriately toward women, but will listen respectfully to suggestions he did. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News Sunday,
Joe Biden has a big problem here because he calls it affection and handshakes. His party calls it completely inappropriate.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, a declared Democratic presidential candidate, tells ABC's This Week,
I think we know from campaigns and from politics that people raise issues and they have to address them, and that's what he will have to do with the voters if he gets into the race.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is townhall.com.
Here's the great selling point of Relief Factor.
Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot. And it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
European Union lawmakers, that is, have approved a copyright directive intended to give writers and artists more protection of their creative rights and incomes.
The directive largely updates existing copyright law. If enacted, companies such as Apple, Facebook, and Google parent company Alphabet likely would have to pay European artists more and do more to keep work that appears online from being used without permission. But outspoken critics say the contentious measure could have major implications for U.S. tech companies and could censor anyone who posts on the Internet.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Open Internet advocates in the U.S. stress that the directive could stifle traffic to news organizations and censor people's posts online. A battle over some of the technology used in iPhones becoming even more muddled as a federal trade agency handing separate victories to embattled foes Apple and Qualcomm. More at townhall.com. New York State lawmakers are to begin passing a $175 billion budget that includes charging for driving into parts of Manhattan, a ban on plastic bags, and numerous other measures.
Anyone driving into Manhattan south of 60th Street will have to pay starting in 2021. How much will be set later, and there are exemptions. The toll's purpose, reducing gridlock and raising funds for subways. By this time next year, single-use plastic bags will be out for most purchases, and some paper bags will cost 5 cents. Also in the budget, a tax on luxury second homes in Manhattan and increased school funding. But something that did not make it in, legalizing recreational marijuana. Julie Walker, New York.
Birthday Sunday, actors Richard Chamberlain and Shirley Jones turned 85. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, 79. More at townhall.com.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of the Philco Radio Time. And then a different type of Phil, as in Phil Marlowe, with Gerald Moore starring as Raymond Chandler's legendary literary private detective. Well, not only is this the actual debut episode of this musical series, but in a moment, host Bing Crosby will be joined by his longtime pal and frequent motion picture co-star, Bob Hope. As is usually the case, the jabs and ad-libs will soon come fast and furious. Let's enjoy. This is from October 16th, 1946.
Let me tell you something about the man we're working with, Skitch, and ladies and gentlemen. Those of us who've had the privilege Those of us who've had the privilege of associating with Bing realize that he's a pal when you need a hand. He's a clown when you need a laugh. He's a friend when you need a friend.
And he's a singer when you need a sewing machine.
We are Cook. It's Bob Hope.
Well, a tourist, listen to this. Yes, sir, here we are, the Egg and I. How are you, Dad? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Aunt Fuzzhead. This is Bob Philco Hope. Welcome. I'll advertise anybody for money. You know me. Welcoming back to the air old Droop and Sag and telling you folks to buy your radios from Philco because whether or not you believe in Santa Claus, every week they're going to bring you the bag. Or...
Now that Hope's here, let's treat him right. We're a little late, folks, so Bob, good night. Shoo, fine.
Get. Duck. Just a minute, Bing. I want to congratulate you on your going back to work.
Thank you.
I think it's wonderful the way you take such an active interest in show business, a man your age, and it's a real thrill to see you at this microphone.
Thank you.
Standing.
Well, if you get your hands out of my pockets, I'll sit down.
So you're with a new outfit now, huh? Philco.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. For years they advertised no stoop, no squat, no squint. Now they have them every week. I want to tell you, sincerely, Happy Hips, it's about time you changed sponsors.
I guess I was with Kraft quite a long time.
Long time. You brought home so much cheese, the mice around there had to wear girdles.
Well, at least I do feed my mice. Yours are picketing you, I've heard.
Don't get touchy. I'm sincere, and I think it's darn nice of Philco to give you this chance to make a comeback.
Listen, Pelican Puss, I want...
Wait a minute, Stork Baiter, look. Just a second.
What?
Let's not write in things after we get a start. What do they call your head? Operation Eggplant? Anyhow, how can you get so hot under a collar you're not wearing?
There you go again, worrying about my dress.
When you get up in the morning, you don't have to change, do you? Kid's wearing a pajama top here tonight.
Suck this out of the deep
sea. Anything to save money. Oh,
Don't would you worry about how I dress? When I first met you in front of Paramount, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
You were barefoot, and you were wearing a pair of Adolph Monju's old golf knickers.
Those were my knickers. I was playing the lead in Huckleberry Finn.
I don't know about the Huckleberry, but you borrowed a fin.
It was my greatest performance. I don't remember. I don't remember that incident, but if I borrowed $5 from you, I'm going to pay it back.
When?
The next time you catch me barefoot in front of Paramount.
Well, I just saw your last pitch of Monsieur Beaucaire. I may not have long to wait.
Are you out of your mind? The way I played the part of the barber in that picture got raised.
Well, you figured to be a good barber. Look at the experience you've got shaving expenses. Cutting down Dolores'
silly
allowance that you've done to her.
I just live in that Pepsodent tube to please the sponsor. You know that. They squirt me out every morning and I'm gone. I'm away.
Get you out, huh?
Anyway, you'll find out about expenses. Wait till you see what those Pittsburgh Pirates cost you before your kids are old enough to be outfielders.
Don't you worry. Have no fear.
Of course, now you're making money with the hot dogs, with your horses and everything. I understand.
Don't you worry about the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're definitely going places.
I hope so. They've been in the cellar so long, the whole team has the bends. What a baseball team. They finished so far behind this year, the last 8 games were football.
Well, listen, don't knock the lads from Pittsburgh, Bob. Didn't you buy into the Cleveland Indians, Little Beaver? Let's talk about that. Where are those boys?
Yes, I flew back to see him play last month. I was a little disappointed.
Why?
All men. But next next year we're going to have a terrific player. He's a rookie from the Three Eye League, and he's sensational.
What's so sensational about him?
He's got three eyes.
Oh, yeah. Take more than three eyes to keep you from losing that cheap dollar shirt you're wearing.
What are you talking about? The Indians are a real ball club. They're a sound investment. Someday I'm going to sit back, and the Indians will take care of me.
Yeah, they'll take care of you, all right, just like they took care of Custer. If things get rugged for you, though, I suppose I'll always be good for another fin.
Thanks, friend. And if things get rough for you, you can always crawl into Manju's old knickers with me.
You know, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
I know that charm and manners count, but I like what you do.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
No matter what my lawyer says, I've always liked you, too.
Put it there, pal. Put it there. The day you bought that baseball team, it started quite a fuss.
They loved me so in Cleveland, that what else could they discuss?
But now I hear the Indians want to give you back to us.
You'd call a foul ball fair.
Put it there.
Oh, by the way, that Pittsburgh team.
Great team.
I hope it makes a go.
Put it there, pal.
Slip me some skin, huh?
Drop that back in the bowl. I'd more than gladly let them teach it. No, that's me, that's me.
No, it's me.
That's you,
that's
yeah.
me.
Put it there, pal.
Put it there.
Don't croon into the umpire's ear and hope to win a game. I found a line.
I'm proud to be a pirate, and the pennant is my aim.
The way you make your dough, at least you live up to the name.
Your loyalty is so rare. Put it there.
My colleague.
My crony.
My cohort.
My friend.
My second sacker.
My third base coach.
Chums to the end.
Like meat and potatoes.
You better lay off potatoes.
Boy, what a plan. Don't put it in the paper. Don't put it on the air.
I'll finish.
Don't put it on the shelf.
Stay in there.
Put it there.
Put it there.
Thank you very much for dropping in, Bob.
Think nothing of it, pal. I'm glad to do it.
Well, so long, pal.
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to give me one of those new radio phonographs? You've already given me the needles.
Well, I'll put in a word for you with the Philco people. And by the way, I'm running a little low on toothpaste.
I'll put in a word for you with Dr. Cowan.
Thank you.
You see, folks, there's nothing mercenary about us.
It's just friendship, that's all.
But we have a charming young lady. A young lady, I know you've heard her on many of my broadcasts and in pictures many times. So long, Bob.
I'm still here. I'm not going. I'd like to... What was that you just mentioned about the girl?
Well, never mind. Why don't you go to that home that you've never left?
Scat. I'm sticking around to meet this gal.
Listen, Apehead. Can't you see you're not getting anywhere?
Daddy, what was that?
You're dropping a bomb. You know? Progressing adult.
You're wearing your bare midriff a little high this season, aren't you?
All right, Hope. Come on, out of here. What do we have to do? Call a plumber's assistant to get your mouth out of the mic?
Seriously, before I go, I do want to say something. I think it's very nice of you to invite me over here tonight on your premiere.
Very sweet.
And I, just like the rest of show business, wish you the best of everything on your new program.
Mm-hmm.
I know you'll be in there punching as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to be a smash because you are one of my favorite sons.
Thank you.
And I say, bless you.
Guess we won't... We won't need L'Amour in our next picture, huh?
Has anybody got a can of DDT?
Now that old Pepsodent Fangs has left, I guess it's safe to bring out the lady. Here's lovely Lena Romay singing Love on a Greyhound Bus from No Leave, No Love, Van Johnson's new opus. Go ahead and sing, Lena, and I'll show the problem child at the door.
Ticket the other night, the Union Station was lit up bright. The crowd was shoving with all its might, but we all settled down for a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, heading west on a Greyhound bus. Western Tunnel was open wide. We rode along underneath the tide and found ourselves on the Jersey side. What a glorious time for a trip on a Greyhound bus. No fuss, heading west on a Greyhound bus. Stop for hot dogs and soda pop. Ask the driver, how long do we make another stop? The sun disappeared from view. The stars came out like they always do. Then I cuddled up close to you, and we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, in love on a Greyhound bus. Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
On to Wheeling, West Virginia.
Then to Columbus, Ohio.
And Indianapolis, Indiana.
Then we had a slight delay when the driver mistook Illinois Fryway. A Texas storm made us hesitate. A bridge washed out and we had to wait. But we'd be happy in any state, 'cause we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us in love.
Group. Leaving the Greyhound bus in love, we bump into Cynthia, and she's in love. Oh, love, love, love. Well, I guess you can't knock it, though. So if John Scott is ready, I shall attempt...
Just a minute, Bing. Don't you think we ought to have a word from the Philco man right now?
Well, have you cased the clock up there, Ken? You know, Hope stayed on quite a while tonight.
You mean he overstayed his welcome?
That condition existed upon his arrival.
How about a commercial?
Oh, yes. Well, have you got it there?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see it.
Yeah.
It's very happy stuff, isn't it? Really a shame to lose it. What am I saying? Well, I had a hunch this was going to happen, though, so I spoke to the Philco people, and they said if we ran out of time tonight, we could just tear up the commercial. So I'm doing the same forthwith. Well, that's about it for tonight, but we'll be back next week again with another musicale on team, avec Monkey Shine stuff.
Time next week, and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the Charioteers, Lena Romaya, Skitch Henderson, and Bing's guests, Spike Jones and his City Slickers. This program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood and is directed by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie.
On the evening of October 16, 1946, yes, the debut episode of Philco Radio Time. Before that move to ABC, Bing Crosby had spent the previous decade over on NBC, heading up the Kraft Music Hall. The move was made primarily because Crosby wanted to pre-record his shows, but NBC and sponsor Kraft insisted he continued to be live. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, we move from music and Philco to drama and Philip, as in Marlowe. Gerald Moore stars as Raymond Chandler's private detective right after this break.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Back to When Radio Was, where it's time for one of the Golden Age's greatest voices. You'll get his name and the episode title in about half a minute. I'll just let you know to also listen for Gloria Blondell, Barney Phillips, Alma Lawton, Edgar Barrier, and Herb Butterfield. It originally aired on June 11, 1949.
From the pen of Raymond Chandler, outstanding author of mystery, comes his most famous character and crime's most deadly enemy, as we present The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. Now, with Gerald Moore, starred as Philip Marlowe, we bring you tonight's exciting story, The Pigeon's Blood.
At 5 o'clock of any weekday afternoon, the lobby of the Stoddard building in downtown Los Angeles is a mess of milling office workers. So I was 10 impolite minutes peering into chattering faces before I found my new client, Charlene Danielle. When she called me an hour ago, her slight French accent had been coated with worry as she identified herself as an illustrator for a fashion magazine with offices in the building and said that she needed help. She was huddled in a shadowed far corner of the lobby like a frightened puppy going through his first thunderstorm. When I was close to her, she stepped into the light and hurriedly took my arm.
I am glad you didn't disappoint me, Mr. Marlowe. Come along, please, quickly. There's a bar just across the lobby where we can talk.
All right.
Come along, please. It's already late.
Soft, lustrous hair that was shingled into a thousand short curls which kept running into one another framed a beautiful face. And a wisp of a smile that never seemed to leave her lips labeled her Gentle People. I couldn't quite get over it. When we were inside the bar and seated at a table, she was still talking. I was still thinking how lovely she was.
Mr. Marlowe, are you listening?
Hmm? Oh, yes, of course I am.
Yes. Now, what I want you to do is simple but very, very important. It must be done at once.
Easy, honey. That's not going to help any. Now, one step at a time. What is it, Charlene?
I'm sorry. It's a terrible man named Marty Loomis. He lives here in Los Angeles on North Rossmore Street, number 7710, mm-hmm. A private house. He is the one who had the collection stolen from Vivian's father. I know
he is... Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. Slow around the corners, huh? Now, first of all, what's the collection of?
Rubies, Mr. Marlowe. Rare pigeon's blood rubies.
Uh-huh.
Exquisite ones. The 30 of them worth at least, the very least, $150,000.
Hmm. Tell me, are all the rubies as lovely as you are?
Please, Mr. Marlowe.
Okay. Who's Vivian?
My best friend, the girl I grew up with in Lyon. She's still in France, but I got out before the war to Mexico, Ensenada. Mm-hmm. Some friends at the Riviera Pacifico helped me to get to California. Vivian and her father, Maurice Chardot, an old man now. They lost everything they had, family, a home, their business. And then they had only the rubies left.
It should bring us to this guy Loomis, huh?
It does. Mr. Marlowe, he was in France only last month, a guest in the Chardot home. A charming American businessman who was going to buy the rubies.
But it just wouldn't say when.
Tell me, Charlene, did anybody actually see him take the stones?
No, but there's no doubt that he did it, Mr. Marlowe. He was one of the few persons who knew where Monsieur Jardot kept them.
What about the police?
Oh, no, no, Mr. Marlowe, not yet. Only when we know that Loomis still has the stones, when we know where the rubies are. You see, any hurried arrest would only mean that the jewels would be gotten rid of, gone forever.
Why isn't Vivian here, Monsieur Jardot?
I told you. He is an old man, a broken man, and they are penniless. The rubies were going to be sold. That's why this Loomis was visiting with them. Now, please, Mr. Marlowe, can you do this for me? Can you find out where the jewels are? It would mean so much if we can return them. So much.
Yeah. Where can I find you later, Charlene?
I live at the Bradford Arms. The telephone number is Sunset 10229.
10229.
Now, now, what is your fee, please?
Well, I... We'll talk about it later, huh?
All right. You are kind. I only hope that later isn't too far away.
For Monsieur Jardot's sake?
Why, yes, for everybody's sake. Good luck.
Somehow or another, I managed to stop at all the red lights and go on all the green ones and not hit anyone all the way from downtown L.A. where I'd left Charlene, up into Hollywood and over to Marty Loomis's house at 7710 North Rossmore. Parking a half a block away, I stood looking at the rambling white house, vintage 1915. I was startled into action by a wiry, white-haired old boy in search of a match. After a quick servicing job, I moved up to the door. As I knocked on the massive display of aging oak, I decided that Marlowe should play the role of crooked jeweler to ease the entrance. But when the door finally opened and an ox in shiny blue serge answered, I wasn't too happy with my choice of roles. A big club would have been better.
Yeah? What do you want?
Marty Loomis. Is he in?
Who's asking questions?
The name's Becker. A mutual friend recommended me to him.
Does Lefty know about this?
He should. Why don't you ask him?
Okay. Come on in and relax while I find out.
Thanks. Any place in particular?
Yeah. Flat on your... big mouth. And don't bother going for your gun. I'll do it for you. Ah. Nice 38 at that. Now your wallet. Lefty. Thought you were picking up your cue fast, didn't you, Mr... Oh, Marlowe, huh? Private detective. What were you thinking about when you bit Big Mouth? Something nice and calico?
You're warm, Buster. My mistake. Where do we go from here?
You? No place. Till I make a phone call. Excuse me.
Big jerk.
Westwood 9903. Yeah. My number? Gladstone, 2742. This won't take long, Marlowe, then you and I get in that. Oh, hello, Tony. Oh, it's Chalky. No, I looked every place. No, honey, I tell you the stuff just ain't here, but something else is. A private dick named Marlowe. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, probably one of that stinking Slater's boys. But you don't have to worry about Marlowe. So long, babe.
Your mother, Chalky.
Listen, louse, I got one question to ask you, and I want a straight answer fast. Are you working for Zig Slater?
I don't remember.
Well, that's too bad. You know, I might have to get nasty if you don't cooperate.
Doesn't much make any difference whether I cooperate or not. Let's face it, huh, Chalky?
All right. Let's do it! Just... Big Mouth.
By the time I sorted my legs out from those that belonged to the coffee table, Chalky was gone. But in his wake, there were three things that a very fast, superficial search revealed. My gun in the hall outside, empty. Next to the door, my wallet intact. And near the overturned coffee table, a pawn ticket from the Ryan Loan Company, corner Hill and 8th. Receipt for one gray top coat, right sleeve ripped, allowing $7.50. I dropped it in my pocket, then put through a call to 1 Lieutenant Ibarra at police headquarters. In a few minutes, I knew that Zig Slater was a fence who had done time twice on stolen property charges, and at present could be found in or around a shop on La Cienega Boulevard near Melrose, where he sold, of all things, tropical fish. I hung up and started out of the door of my car. But in less than 50 feet, I knew I wasn't alone. My shadow was the shock of white hair who earlier had stopped me for a match. It was his turn to be surprised when I suddenly wheeled, grabbed at both his lapels, and shook.
Well, hey, what are you doing?
No rumble, Pop. Believe me, I just want to rearrange your marbles.
No, now listen.
So that when you start talking, it comes out straight. Now, why are you following me? And don't tell me you need me another match. Come on.
I'm calling you because I want to warn you.
About what?
A giant of a man I just saw near your car.
In a beat-up blue serge, maybe?
Yeah, that's right. You see, I live across the street, and after you gave me that match, I took my regular evening walk. But when I got back, I saw this man, this giant. He was going to let the air out of your tires, I know, but I stopped him. Yes, sir. I yelled at him real loud, and he ran away. He cursed me first. Oh. Now, aren't you sorry you shook me like you did?
Yeah, I am. I'd let you shake me back, but there isn't time, Pop.
Oh, no matter, fella. I guess I can figure it all right. I mean, the way you're acting, must be a beautiful girl behind this someplace. Always is. Right?
Right. Just to make sure she stays that way, you'll excuse me, but I gotta see a man about some tropical fish. So long, Pop. Zig Slater's place in La Cienega was three walls lined almost solid with bubbling tanks that were home for the kind of screwy-looking fish that made you wonder what they could possibly see with a bad case of DTs. Slater was small and slight with black darting eyes that were too large for the rest of his face, which was prune-winkled, shaped like a Coke bottle and had all the come-hither look of an octopus. He was on the phone. It wasn't until I was close enough to hear the number he was after that I was glad he was having trouble.
That was the wrong number.
Because it was the same digit arrangement that Chalky had called earlier. And prefixed Westwood as well.
No, operator, I did not call 9933. It was Westwood 9903. That's right. 03, yeah. Stupid people. Hello, Toby. It's Ziggy, darling. Where have you been? I tried to reach you half a dozen times. A walk, oh. Well, look, baby, you meet me over... Wait a minute. Lost something, mister?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have. One of my twin swordtails died. I was just admiring yours here. I'd like to buy one.
I'll be right with you.
Oh.
Meet me at the Blue Chip in 30 minutes, huh, sweet? Now, don't worry, I'm a little bit late. I got a few things to do first. Right, goodbye, baby. Swordtails, mister, are $1.10, $1.35, and $1.80. What'll it be?
What? They started at $1.10?
Uh-huh.
At the last place, I only paid 90 cents for a swordtail. Good one, too.
Then maybe you'd better go back to the last place, huh?
Well, maybe I had. Good night, sir.
And that's the first act of Philip Marlowe. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ah, it looks like they're bringing torches.
I told you to leave before they got here.
Now, you just let that rifle stay where it is, Helen. You can get out the back way, and I'll stall them off.
I never thought I'd hear Britt Ponsett advise nobody to run from a fight.
You never saw me walk right into one, did you?
Saddle up for 20 adventures through the Western Territories with Radio Spirit's 10-CD six-shooter special edition collection.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
The undeniable yet underplayed charm of the series star provides a gentle introduction to tales of Wild West triumphs and tragedies.
James Stewart as the six-shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western Territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
The Six Shooter Special Edition Collection is regularly $39.98, but Radio Classics listeners can save $15 and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOTER7.
Clay.
What? Yes, sir.
Don't move. No matter what happens, just don't move.
What?
Now do what I say. Just keep sitting the way you are.
What's the matter?
There's a rattlesnake edging towards your belly. Now go on. Go on. Keep on talking.
Order the Six Shooter Special Edition today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SHOOTER7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
On Halloween,
thousands of college students attend costume parties, the bizarre attire being part of the fun. But this year, they found the PC police in charge on campuses across America. One university said it didn't matter if students admired Pocahontas or if Prince was their favorite singer. Minority students were allowed to wear such costumes, but white students could not. Desperate to avoid offending anyone, dozens of colleges posted such rules. One advises against traditional headwear from other cultures, while many others simply tell students not to wear costumes representing a culture that is not their own. Well, that certainly eliminates devils, witches, ghosts, and superheroes. Maybe we should look through the lens of liberty and realize that making everyone dress up as themselves would be a mean trick, not a treat.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to Philip Marlowe and the episode Pigeon's Blood on When Radio Was.
I was outside in my car and pointed toward the Blue Chip, which was an ex-speakeasy on Santa Monica Boulevard that had quite never gotten over it. I knew that I had something to work on before it was time to call Charlene and report that so far I had located neither the Rubies nor Marty Loomis. With luck, I could have words with Toby at the Blue Chip before Slater arrived. So 20 minutes later, when I was there and seated at an all-alone table for two, drink in front of me, I looked up at the sound of high heels clicking toward me, and the 5.5 feet of blonde who grew out of them in wraparound suede. When I called Toby by name and she pivoted like she was built on a hinge, I was back in business.
I don't know you. What do you want?
If it's handy, Chalky's telephone number.
You're Marlowe, aren't you?
Yes, and private detective you ordered bounced around. Now, let's not waste any more of each other's time, Toby. Where's Marty Loomis?
Oh, sorry. I never heard of him.
Or the Pigeon Blood Rubies.
Who are you working for, Marlowe?
Don't you remember? I'm one of Slater's boys.
You're a liar.
Not a double-crosser, Toby.
Well, what do you mean by that?
That when you're on the phone with Chalky, Brother Ziggy is referred to as the Stinking Slater. But when Slater's on with you, it's sugar and spice all the way around.
Which means what?
That you're not even close to being on the level with one of them. I discount Chalky because his kind you hire, pay, and forget.
When the job's done, Marlowe, so behave. He's right outside that back door.
It's a little thoughtless of you, isn't it, Toby? A lad's top coats and hockey might catch cold. That I'd hate to see.
I'll bet. Now look, Marlowe, once more. What are you after?
One, Rubies. Two, Marty Loomis.
And if I can't help you find either of them?
Then I go to Slater.
On whose behalf?
My client, who represents the real owner of the stones.
Named what?
It escapes me, Toby. Let's just call her a lovely lady from France, huh?
From France?
Hmm.
Oh. For a minute, I thought you were on the side of law and order.
What's this different?
Marty Loomis is dead, Marlowe. Has been all night in the closet of his study at 7710 North Rossmore.
What?
And just so you don't miss the point, one thing more. I found the body. But first, outside, I found something else. Running away, it was a girl, Marlowe. A girl with a French accent.
When Toby said French accent, it rocked me right back on my heels. I stood there with my mouth open, trying to reconcile death in a closet with the soft, deep brown of Charlene's eyes. While the blonde in front of me twisted her mouth into a victorious smile as tender as a cobra's. I got up and went out the front way, dragging what was left of my pride behind me. I had to know the truth about Charlene, so I called her. She answered on the first ring and I made my pitch. I said I thought I knew where the rubies were hidden and told her to meet me at 7710 Rossmore. Then I drove to Rossmore and waited, and 5 minutes later, a cab stopped down the street. And she got out. So I went to meet her.
Marlowe, is that you?
Yeah. Come on, this way, Charlene.
Are they here, Marlowe? In this house, the rubies, I mean.
We'll find out, baby. Come on.
But you
Side
said
door's that... open. I said I wasn't sure, and I'm not. About a lot of things. Here, watch the stairs. You should lead to the study.
Yes.
You still with me?
I'm coming.
Yeah, this is it. Oh. Okay, Charlene, now if I've been lied to, this is the place to check. We'll start with that closet there.
The closet?
Yes, open it up. Go on, open it.
All right. No, I can't.
You can't because you already know what's inside, don't you? Well, I'll open it for you.
No.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't.
You knew he was there, so he must have been in here before.
Yes, I was. I admit it. I tried to see Loomis myself this afternoon. I followed him downtown, but I lost him. When I got back here, I came in and I found him like that. I didn't know what to do. I called you, but then I lied to you because I was afraid.
And you're still afraid, so maybe you're still lying.
No, this time is the truth, I swear.
All of it? You're not holding anything back?
No, that's all of it. Oh, Phil, please don't force me. Please, you must trust. What was that?
What was what?
I thought I heard a door close. I must be jumpy. I guess, may I have a cigarette?
Yeah, here.
Oh, you dropped something.
Hmm?
Why, it's a pawn ticket.
Oh, yeah, it's my brains, can't you tell?
The Ryan Loan Company, corner Hill Street and 8th. At Hill and 8th.
Don't worry about it, Charlene. It's not mine. Belongs to a guy named Chalky, who had to huck his winter wardrobe to keep himself in hamburgers. Forget it. You want that cigarette or not?
Not now. Come on, Phil. Let's get out of this room. Come on, please. Phil, there is someone here. A shadow moved on that wall or at the back hall.
Hey, you're right. Now, listen, you beat it out that side door. Go back to your hotel and wait till I see who this is.
I want to stay with you.
Oh, now, get out of here. Hurry.
Be careful, Siri.
All right, creep, crawl out of the woodwork. Come on. I know you're present because you left your shadow sticking out. Right about here.
Ow!
Well. Slimy little swordtail salesman himself. What are you doing here?
Well, I'll tell you, Marlowe, I'm just...
So you got my name, too, huh?
And more. From a short talk with a platinum blonde named Toby.
Who are you fencing for, Slater? Her or Loomis?
Fencing? You find things out, don't you? Well, I didn't want to do it. I've been going straight since I got paroled, but legitimate business has been lousy.
So when Loomis wanted you to arrange a deal, you took him up, huh?
Yeah, but right away it got too hot. I had it all set until that blonde started cutting in on Loomis. I don't go for that. Nobody's got a chance in a double cross. For instance, I know what's in the closet, see? And Toby's the one that put him there. She told me.
Toby killed him? Does she have the stones?
I don't know. I guess so. Because she was trying to make me go through with the deal. But I turned her down. Then I had to sap that gorilla Chalky to get away.
Ah, it's good, but it won't fit, Slater. Why'd you come back here?
To clean up the joint. With my record, all it would take is for my phone number, even my initials to turn up here, and I'm cooked.
Where does Toby live?
If I tell you, will you give me a break?
You'll tell me anyway and fast, or I'll give you a break on the side of your head. Let's have a talk.
Okay. 3156 South Ogden Drive, Apartment C. Now, how about it, pal? Will you forget you saw me here?
You louse, you're whining because things got tough. If they hadn't, you'd be getting calluses from counting money. You're a crummy spider, Slater, so stay out of my way. Because next time we meet, I'll step on you. The little man rolled his big head up at me and grinned. I looked at it a minute, then shoved it hard to one side and walked out. The way things stood, I figured the next move, which was mine, had to be first a call to the police to report Loomis's murder. And second, a fast pressure play on a faster blonde named Toby. But I was wrong on both counts because I was halfway to my car when I found out the next move wasn't mine at all. Out of the corner of my eye, I caught a shadow easing toward me under the cover of the hedge. It was the white-haired duffer again, and the setup was just like before. So I saw no reason why the same maneuver wouldn't work twice. I slowed down to give him plenty of time. When I was sure he was right behind me, I turned fast and swung at thin air.
How many times do you think you can pull that stunt, son?
Okay, it was my mistake.
Yes, it was. And don't move because my gun goes off. I want to ask you a few things.
I don't feel talkative.
Who are you? And what's your racket, son?
Philip Marlowe, private detective. What's yours?
That doesn't happen to be any of your business, son. Let's just say I'm looking for one Vivian Jardot. Happen to know where she is?
Vivian Jardot? Sure. Right now, she's in France. Lyon, to be specific.
Yeah, she's in France right now, like you're in Madagascar. Save yourself trouble, son. Where is she?
You know, you wouldn't know the truth if it fell on you.
What's your angle, Marlowe?
Oh, come on. Let's not be coy. It's the same as yours, a fistful of rubies.
Well, now, you don't say. And I suppose that's why Vivian Jardot's been following Loomis around all afternoon.
Vivian again? You won't turn loose, will you?
Now, listen, son. The Jardot dame is here in town. I happen to know she hopped off a Norwegian freighter. I finally picked her up right here. She was tagging Loomis, and I tagged her. We played Ring Around the Rosie, clear downtown. I lost them in a traffic jam, but I picked up Loomis again for a few minutes at the corner of Hill and 8th. The Jardot girl,
wait,
I lost...
Wait a minute. Did you say Loomis was at Hill and 8th?
Yes, that's right. Why?
Because I know a guy who gives $6 for a gray top coat on that corner.
So what?
So whoever said you can't teach an old dog new tricks was nuts, wasn't it? That one's called slap the pistol and bust the old geezer. Sorry, Pop, it had to be. I got business it won't keep. So long.
This is Philip Marlowe. Time for a short break. We'll be right back.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition, a chance to college, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
Gerald Moore as Philip Marlowe on When Radio Was.
I ran my car, piled in, and headed down Wilshire Boulevard wide open. Because any way I looked at it, Ryan's Pawn Parlor at Hill and Eighth was home plate, and in the time I'd spent gabbing with Pop, there was a good chance that blood was already being spilled on an old gray top coat with a lining full of rubies. And when I remembered Charlene had walked out with a pawn ticket for that coat in her hand, I got a little sick. When I got to Hill and Eighth, I spotted Ryan's place squeezed into a four-foot crevice between two tall buildings and dark inside. I cut my lights, parked, reloaded my .38, and walked up the alley to the back door. It was standing open a foot, and inside a flashlight was lying on a table while moving in and out of its beam as she clawed through a rack of secondhand topcoats. Was Charlene. Had her feet face up on the floor with a nasty gash over one eye. It was a man who no doubt used to answer to the name of Ryan. I eased the door open another foot and went in. I got as far as the glow of light before she saw me.
Phil! Oh, no, no,
why'd you
no,
slug
no,
him, honey? You had the ticket. You could have just...
She didn't slug him, Marlowe. I did.
Slater.
Yeah, don't turn around. Just toss your gun back here. Come on. That's it. Well, that takes care of everybody now. They're all here so we can get back to work.
Aren't you forgetting Toby and her trained ape?
No, Toby can't make it. And Chalky won't without her. She can't make it because she's dead. I found a nice closet for her, too. Oh, I told you a fib when I said she killed Loomis. I did that to both of them. Because they were double-crossing me. They were cutting me out of my own deal, and they were laughing about it. I can't stand to have people laugh at me.
It's my fault, Phil. I didn't wait for you. When I realized that Loomis had pawned the coat and not that Chalky, I was sure that he had hidden the rubies in it for safekeeping, so I came here and now...
And so did I, and I caught her. Then I set a little trap for the big, strong man who steps on little spiders. Now you, which coat is it? This one?
No, I don't know.
Oh, so it is this one. Well, give it to me.
No, you can't take it. Stay away from me.
Give me that.
Darling, don't be a fool. Let him have the coat.
No, the rubies in it are mine. They belong to my father. I came halfway around the world to get them and to take them home, and I won't give them up to this grotesque, ugly
what?
Little man.
What did
I
you
won't.
Say? Why,
no,
you...
Get out.
Slater, he's hit, but...
He sure is, son. The door here was as open as an invitation to the old-timers' picnic. I've been listening. Now, don't move now, either one of you. I've still got some business with Miss Vivian Jargo. Hey, come back here!
Charlie! You missed. That's your last chance, believe me, you trigger-happy jerk.
She's out the door. Stand aside, son. I've got to get that girl.
I don't think so.
Whose car is that out there? Yours?
Yeah, with a full tank of gas. What are you grinning about?
Okay, son, she's gone. Girl, coat, and rubies. Got away from both of us, didn't she? And from the look on your face, you're not quite sure whether you've lost or won.
Two hectic hours jammed with phone calls, police reports on Toby and Chalky, and long-winded conversation in general went by before the whole mess of dovetailed motives and overlapping authority was straightened out, to the point where Detective Lieutenant Ibarra decided to get along without us and turn me in, my white-haired pal, who I blush to discover was one Sam Harris, 20 years an officer with the Immigration Service, loose on the town again. In Sam's car, we threaded through the traffic.
Big night, wasn't it, son?
Yeah. You know, Sam, you should have told me who you were and saved yourself that swollen jaw.
Yeah, that's all right. In a mix-up like this one was, a few loose teeth are better than a loose tongue any day. All I knew was that Vivian Jardot was an alien who jumped ship. I didn't know a thing about those rubies until I was right in the middle of it.
She just made up the whole story, huh? About being Charlene Danielle and working here as an illustrator?
That's right.
What are you going to do about her, Harris?
Well, son, as it works out, I'm on her side now.
How's that?
She wants to get back to France, and it's my job to see that she does. There won't be any trouble. You know, she's a crazy kid to try what she did alone.
Mm.
But she made up her mind to get her rubies back, and she did.
Yeah.
She's pretty, too. Or did you happen to notice?
Mm.
You're not listening.
I was looking at that medal you got there on your keychain. Pistol Marksmanship Champion, New York Service Range. You know, Harris, when you shot at Charlene tonight, you...
Wait a minute, son.
Hmm?
It was dark, and that medal is 10 years old. Besides, it's not polite to put a man in a spot where he has to argue with his conscience.
My mistake.
Well, there's your car, exactly where I said it'd be. Right across from the airline passenger gate. Someone who had to make a plane in a hurry must have borrowed it. Amazing, isn't it? Good night, Marlowe.
See you again, Sam. And thanks. When Harris drove away, I walked over to my car and got in. But I didn't start up right away. Instead, I just sat there and thought of a plane fading off somewhere in the night. And a girl from France with soft brown eyes. And remembered that I didn't even get a chance to say goodbye. But then I saw it. A note stuck over the ignition key. Scribbled on an old envelope in hurried pencil. All it said was, "Someday, Sherry. Someday."
Gerald Moore as Philip Marlowe and The Pigeon's Blood from June 11, 1949. The supporting cast included Gloria Blondell, Barney Phillips, Alma Lawton, Edgar Barrier, and Herb Butterfield. I'm Greg Bell, and in the 1950s, Gerald Moore also found work appearing on television, and he even served as a narrator on a famous Western series, which had first debuted on radio. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Thank you.
MusicRewind.com brings you the essential collection of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra, a 3-CD collection of your favorite classical music and pop tunes. This Boston Pops collection features timeless classics from composers such as Peter Tchaikovsky, Johann Strauss, Oscar Hammerstein, George Gershwin, and many more. Enjoy popular instrumental hits such as Moonglow and Theme from Picnic, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Laura, The Merry Widow Waltz, and so many more. All for the amazingly low price of $19.98. Order Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra Essential Collection today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 and get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code BOSTON77. To MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. This 3-CD set of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra can be yours today. Remember promo code BOSTON77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's BOSTON77 at 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for limited time U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
One of my favorite fish to catch each spring is the crappie. As they move up to prepare for the spawn and spawn, they become a little easier to catch. I'm Drew Ramage, and on Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, we will share some thoughts on what to keep in mind when you set out on your crappie fishing trip. First, keep in mind the phase of the spawn you are in. If the water temperature is below 57 degrees, the fish might be a little deeper and staging up at the mouths of creeks or points. Spider rigging or tight lining over the structure the fish are related to can be effective. As the water warms up, the crappie will move up into shallow water to spawn. Key in on boat docks, state beds, brush piles, or other structures the fish can relate to. Casting a jig and retrieving it slowly can be effective. But putting a jig or minnow under a bobber works too. Keep the bait slightly above the fish as they feed up. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on DrawnToWildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1950s television western, narrated for a time by Philip Marlowe star Gerald Moore. It was The Lone Ranger. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but be sure to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.